Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another exciting episode of Are You Not Entertained? This is episode 106, and it is April 11th, 2018. We're here to talk about wrestling, everybody, and what a week of wrestling there was. But before we get into it, I am your host, Russ, and of course, I am joined by Kent. And this week, special delivery, Steve. Kent. Steve, how we doing? Go, Kent.
Yo, for a second there, I thought you were going to talk about Special Delivery Jones. And that's going to harken back to, like, the 80s. And I figured Steve would at least know the reference. But, yeah, I'm good.
Steve?
Exhausted. Too much wrestling.
A lot.
What? Steve, how many hours of wrestling did you watch? Including Hall of Fame from Friday till Tuesday. So I did the math on this.
I did like 3 hours for the TNA, Impact and Lucha Underground thing on Twitch. I watched the Hall of Fame, fast-forwarded through most of it, so that's not really count.
Where? Oh, so you NXT, didn't have to sit through Hillbilly Jim's fucking
pre-show, WrestleMania. It's like probably 20 hours. I don't know.
Yeah. Delightful.
Wow. That's a lot of wrestling. And we're going to go through a lot of wrestling. We're going to review NXT, Mania, talk a little bit about Raw and SmackDown, and do our normal segments, of course. We got a lot going on. And there was a lot going on in the indies, too. So I'm sure Carrie's Corner is going to be full.
Russ, what? Here's the thing. Nobody gives a fuck about any of that right this second. We all demand to know. Wants to know, got to know. Who's your man crush of the week?
Okay. I'm glad you asked, because it's going to really lead us into our first review of NXT. But my man crush of the week is none other than NXT's own Ricochet. Okay, first of all, that man does not have a six-pack. He has an eight-pack. I counted. That is an incredible set of abs he's got. All right. So, I was very, very impressed with that. And I've never seen his face before, because he was Prince Puma, and he always has face covered. So, never got to see his face. That is a stunning-looking man. Stunning. Not to mention he did some great aerials and stuff like that. So, my man crush of the week is Ricochet. And that really is going to lead us into our review of NXT, because the first match happened to include Ricochet.
Wow, that was some great timing on my part, then.
You are...
It's almost like it was planned.
I know.
That's amazing that it happened for once. 107 episodes, we're finally getting it.
We're finally getting it. We're finally doing it. Only 106 in. Ricochet was in the first match in the NXT. It was the North American title, and it was a ladder match. Six guys all together. I'm not going to mention them all. We know who most of them were. We can talk about it as we go. But... guys, I want to get your thoughts on this match. So let's start with Steve.
It wasn't the best ladder match ever. Obviously, they're too safe nowadays, the ladder matches overall. There were some good spots. Everyone got a chance to show off, especially Adam Cole with his super kicks to everybody. I don't like how NXT has I call it a problem. Whether they have homegrown talent, I know Patrick Clark isn't really homegrown because he did the indies in Maryland for like a year or two, but he pretty much is homegrown. And they get him to a point where they should have a belt, and then they give him a chance to win a belt, and they never ever do because the hot independent guy shows up and the internet loves him so much that they need to get a belt on them for some reason. So the NXT homegrown guy never gets anything, and it's kind of pointless in the being in NXT first. It's just, you should just go elsewhere. Get the internet to love them, and then go to NXT.
So true in a lot of cases. Kent, what was your thoughts?
Well, Steve had a problem, and I got a problem solved.
I knew it.
Is his name Evolver?
I thought it was Ricochet, not Revolver.
Here's the thing. I liked this match a lot, and I would say it's probably one of the 10 best ladder matches of the past 5 years that I've seen. I think that's a fair assessment, because you figure maybe every year you get, what, any place between 3 to 5 ladder matches on WWE? I'd rank that in the top 10 over the past 5 years.
Do you have the women above that? The women's ladder match?
The Ellsworth Classic?
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
Both of them.
James Ellsworth Memorial Money in the Bank. Yeah, that's what it should be called. I had one huge issue, you know, because we always got to go negative here. At one point, I believe it was Lars Sullivan did the Irish whip to Killian Dane into the ladder that was positioned on the ring apron and on the announce desk. Now, at no point was there, like, anything backing the ladder, so, like, Killian should have just kept running until it stopped. Nope. He touched it ever so slightly, and down goes fucking Killian. And I'm like, that's a beast of a man. No, he should have kept going. Like, the momentum was there. Like, why did that ladder just stay purposely centered with nothing holding
maybe,
it there?
Maybe
nothing.
It's like Thor's hammer, only the worthy could move it. So, when he hit it...
Oh, my... That broke my balls. That and Adam Cole winning really broke my balls, because... fuck the Undisputed Era. Fuck indie fans that have a hard-on for the Undisputed Era. Fuck Vanilla Midgets. Fuck... Well... No, I'll say fuck him later on. Okay. I'll go into this exact rant in a few matches.
Well, gee, I wonder
but
why.
Rest assured, there was many more deserving people that would have done better. That need, I really, Ricochet should have gotten the belt, because you usually give it to a face, only to have the heel destroy him and get it.
Velveteen Dream should have won it. That's what I thought.
Well, you always start off with a face, though.
Yeah, it's true. You're right.
You always start with a face, and yeah, Velveteen really. Should have gotten it, or EC3 for that matter. I wouldn't have had a complaint had either of those two guys won it. Adam Cole is adequate. He will never be great on the main roster. Hopefully he can get some acting lessons from a certain. Well,
we'll talk about her later too. Jeez, we'll actually talk about her too. It's not like we're gonna talk about Walking Dead or anything.
No. I would never.
Right. I kind of agree with you. I thought it was really fun. What I liked about this match is everyone got a chance to shine. And they didn't. It wasn't really forced. It was nice to see everyone get their points. Like, Velveteen Dream, that is one of the best elbow drops I have ever seen off of a ladder like that. And that was crazy.
Well, Russ, Kyrie saying she is so good and talented with her great elbow drop.
That, it wasn't.
Indie fan number one.
The height she gets on those?
She does get some height. Yeah. Amazing.
All right, quick question. Did Killian fuck up on... All right, so Lars did his crash, collision, whatever thing, where the they accident, did the two spots whatever. Where the two big guys hit the...
And on the ladders on the outside?
Did Killian not get the flip right on... I think it was Cole? Like, it looked awkward as fuck.
Was Killian the first one? I can't remember.
No, Killian was the second one.
There was
the
second
one.
Yeah.
Like, something. Falcon Arrow.
He effed up, I think. But not badly. I don't think he... It just looked weird.
Yeah, it didn't look like the rotation was there. That's all.
Yeah.
Minor complaint, number three.
I don't know. I thought there were some sweet moves, great spots.
But they weren't too sweet.
No, they were not too sweet.
But they could be, though, because it's copyrighted the WWE. So
that is true. Fact. That is fact.
Take that, young fuckers.
I don't know. Like we said, I think Velveteen Dream should have definitely won that. Velveteen Dream is just... Is he a star in waiting? Do we think he can make it big in the main roster? Or is he going to get buried?
There's no reason for him not to be successful until WWE says, well, in 5 years we'll push you, and... He'll be the Black Dolph Ziggler.
That is so true. That is a very accurate description.
Yep, I just cried a little bit.
All right. Great match all around. I think we all really enjoyed this match.
Third most enjoyable match of the night, which is saying a lot, because normally this could have very well been the most enjoyable match on a WWE pay-per-view. If you watched any last year, you would agree.
Yes.
Last year's pay-per-view quality, at best, had one or two good matches, usually involving a tag team. So, yeah, for this to be the third best card on the... third best match on the card.
Yeah, that says something. It does say something. Because now we're going to talk about the best match of the night, I think we all agree, was Shayna Baszler defeating Ember Moon for the NXT Women's Championship match. Yeah. Best match of the night, guys? Kat?
So this week on Walking Dead. Fuck, man. No, I'll wait for that for later. What? No, just skip me.
Okay.
I don't even want to take a turn right now.
Steve!
This match caused me to email Kent immediately after.
Was it a long tirade?
Not really. No, it was pretty quick.
Okay.
It was very quick.
I wanted to save it for this.
Go ahead.
Anna Baszler, who is supposed to be this badass Terminator heel type person, was booked in this match as a face, I think. Amber Moon worked the arm. Shayna Baszler, she does Shayna Baszler's move where she kicks the elbow and injures the shoulder or whatever. And then was it Riggs? Riggs did that with Lethal Weapon, right? Where he popped his shoulder back in against the pier.
Yes, he did.
So then she valiantly fought through the, whatever Ember Moon's last move is called, the old face of the Independence, I don't know, to the outside, which you think would be maybe more than 10 count worth of damage, but no, she got back in before 10. And then she valiantly fought off the pain to choke out Ember Moon. That's face tactics.
That is face, you're right. That is very...
And I know it's because Ronda Rousey's there and she's a face right
now. That's what I was going to say.
Best friends be faces.
Yeah.
But it's bullshit.
Yeah. I agree. I think I thought they were kind of putting her towards like a face way they were doing it. I was definitely not as detailed as you are. But I thought, oh, it's because Ronda's in the out there. And then they're going to point out to Ronda when she wins. So they got to kind of make her like a face. Stupid. You're right.
Yeah, I mean, they started first two matches with two shitty people who shouldn't be anywhere near a fucking championship winning championships. Also getting face reactions. Kind of bullshit.
Adam
also,
Cole,
by the way,
did get huge.
Anytime that I get an email from Steve, I know that something bad has happened. I'm not currently up to date, so I have to wait. I see on my phone Steve Armour, and I'm like,
God damn it.
Something bad happened. So I look over to Ron, and I'm like, I just got an email from Steve. He's like, uh-huh, and? I'm like, well, that just means something terrible just happened in wrestling, so we're going to wait for it. And then it happened. I was like, now it's safe to open up that email.
Like, you know, it's just like, oh, this is terrible. And you're like, oh, well, now I know what Steve's email's about.
Exactly. Like, you can pinpoint the moment where Steve's rage kind of escalated to prompt the email.
No, okay. For what I say for this, this wasn't a bad match. It wasn't great at any cost. I would say adequate.
Wait, did you say it wasn't a bad match?
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Did you watch it?
Yes.
It wasn't good.
It wasn't.
Russ, on a scale of 1 to 9.2, what do you rank it?
I would say it was like a 4.
Oh my god, your internet street cred just went straight to shit.
No, would it go up?
Had you started with anything that was higher than the word 3?
I wouldn't sit there and watch it again. It's not like I'm going to go, wow, I got to watch this again. It was more like I wasn't bored with it, I guess. I don't pay attention to the NXT as much as you guys do, I guess. So it wasn't bad. And Shayna Baszler, yes, okay, I get the annoyance, but whatever. Who cares? I don't pay attention to NXT, so I didn't really care who won. So, I don't know. It wasn't bad. I thought there were several good moves between the two. And they did tell a decent story. It was stupid and backwards, because Ember Moon should have been the one doing those things. But, decent story.
Let's hear for Ember Moon. The worst NXT Women's Championship run of all time.
She got screwed.
She had no credible opponents. She had no great matches. And she's the one that took the crown. Well, kind of.
Sort
of. Somebody else who we will talk about later. But yeah, really shameful, NXT. You really, really fucked up here. And most of your women's talent is now up on the main roster. Yay!
Yay! That was quite the treat. All right.
Yeah, like NXT women have Nikki Cross and Kairi Sane.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Charlie Sane. Yeah.
And, oh my god, I cannot wait for some Shayna versus Kairi. Yay!
That's all it is. Yeah. That Southern lady, whatever her name is.
Oh, the blonde, tall bitch.
Harper.
Yeah. Cut promo. Yeah. Okay, she's useless.
Other than that, yeah, there's not many left.
All right.
We need Maria Manic.
All right, let's move on.
We need Tiny Hat in there. That's what we need.
I said let's move on.
Blue pants for life.
All right, so the next match we had, the Undisputed Era of Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly, who retained their championship against the Authors of Pain and Pete Dunne and Roderick Strong, thanks to a surprising twist.
Nonsensical.
Okay.
It really was, if you actually watched NXT, that was, yeah, nonsense.
How long ago was War Games?
November. Right?
So, that's about 7 months.
So, he had 7 months to think about it and change his mind. You know, it's like...
I change my mind every 7 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it obviously makes sense. Total. I just find it funny that I was trying to think of a good way of saying interesting twist without any nonsensical makes sense.
It's an M. Night Shyamalan twist.
It was, yes.
Oh my god, that was like watching the fucking Village.
All we needed was like water involved in this match, and then boom.
And Joaquin Phoenix.
Yes. So, overall though, match-wise, I thought this was fun. Let's go with Kent, since he didn't really give us too much on the last one.
I'm struggling to find where so many people liked this match. It was just a clusterfuck. And I don't mind some clusterfucks, but I didn't find this particular clusterfuck to be fucking enjoyable. And you're not alone, Russell. More people would agree with you than they would with me. I just was not entertained by this. I wouldn't watch this match again. I wouldn't give it over a 5. Like, I just wouldn't. It would be in that 4.5 range.
I was gonna say, I'd be close to 5, but
I wouldn't rewatch it. And for that, I can't heap any praise onto something I wouldn't rewatch. Plus, fuck Adam Cole. Fuck him until he is butt raped horribly and possibly spins the wheel.
Man, nobody's gonna get that reference at all.
I don't give a fuck. We will explain that wheel during the Ronda Rousey match.
We will. So, yeah, Steve, what was your take?
Going 2 matches in a night while injured, also a babyface move. I don't get Roderick Strong's motivations in that match because he had the belt won when Pete Dunne had the guy pinned before he turned on him.
I actually have a theory on why, but go ahead.
The only saving grace of this match, I think, is Pete Dunne starts a UK team and gets Wolfgang on my TV.
Sold.
That is a sell.
Also, Pete Dunne can get a haircut. Thing to call this. Am I the only person that hates his hair?
I don't mind. It's a British thing. I mean,
yeah. That's totally a British thing.
Fuck you, UK.
I do have a theory on why Roderick Strong decided to do it instead of, because you're right, he always wants gold. That's his big thing. He wants gold.
He had it in his hand.
He did. You're right. He did have it. But he doesn't really like Pete Dunne, and you never know how long he's going to be able to keep it with Pete Dunne, because Pete's got his other belt to take care of. So he could lose it quickly because Pete's not paying attention or doesn't really care about this belt. So while he had that chance, he's guaranteed right now to be a champion anyway. Because now, what's his name? Adam Cole, he has his own belt. He's not going to want to have to defend that North American title belt and tag. So while what's his name is injured, Roderick Strong gets to be the tag team champion. So he's got the belt now anyway.
WWE is like, we tried everything to get Roderick Strong over.
Okay, that's a real reason.
You put him in some other tournament, and no one likes him still. So let's put him with the Undisputed Era so fans will like him.
All right. Well,
I want to make a quick analogy about Roderick Strong. Roderick Strong is that chick that every guy knows that complains that she can't ever meet a nice guy while talking to numerous nice guys, but she's too much of a dumb bitch. And won't date that guy, and then wonders why she don't have no gold on her finger. Ladies and gentlemen, Roderick Strong and his terrible entrance music.
Another theory, possibly, is that his wife is one of Ronda Rousey's other horsewomen. Maybe that's why he's going to push. I don't know.
Possible.
His wife's... Well, Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's one of the four horsewomen with the UFC or whatever. I don't know.
God, I just lost a little bit of my soul. Gone, Russ.
Ow. Sorry. All right. I'm actually surprised you didn't really enjoy the match, at least in the beginning. I thought that was kind of...
Okay, I really liked the table spot in which Adam Cole got put through it.
Exactly, right? Oh, that's what he tapped out. All right.
Like, why they did the North American Championship before the Tag Team Championship, where they could have actually got some use out of Adam Cole, is fucking beyond me. But, obviously, they had to do the tail spot because, you know, his body hurts slightly from being in a fucking ladder match.
Because he's 5'2 and maybe 90 pounds.
Mm.
Fuck, man. And a lot of that's in his hair. If he did the Shawn Michaels route, which he probably will, because he likes to fucking imitate Shawn, he'll get the haircut.
You think right away? Shawn didn't get till he was older.
Shawn's a young buck. Oh, wait, he's not that shitty.
No, he's not that terrible, right? Okay. All right, so, yes, I could tell you were definitely entertained by the fact that they got to retain their titles. I'm a little bit surprised. I thought maybe, well, I guess it doesn't make sense to have Pete Dunne and Roderick Strong win it. So, and Authors of Pain.
No, I hate like when they do two singles guys as tag team champions. That shit's usually garbage.
Yeah. Except for the bar.
They had a feud, though.
They had to work up to it, though.
That's
they
true.
Just
right.
get
that's
thrown
true.
Together and be like, hey, we won the belts the next day.
Yeah, that's true.
It wasn't like, hey, I need a tag team partner. Wanda the backstage or, hey.
Yeah.
Or Wanda the fans.
Yeah. Oh, God. Later? Yeah,
that
later.
Would never happen in today's age, Steve. Okay?
All right. Let's move on to the next match. And some people might say match of the entire weekend. Aleister Black defeats Andrade Cien Almas for the NXT Championship. This was one hell of a match, and I was impressed with both guys. I mean, both guys put on great matches the last NXT TakeOver, but they were also going up some great talent. They went up against each other and put on one hell of a match. I thought this was the best technical match, like match period. I'll say, just it was the best match, period. I'm not going to say overall story and everything, but this was a great match. I enjoyed it. Steve, what was your thoughts? Yeah, okay, we'll hold off on you.
Well, it's no 10-star match because Omega wasn't in it, but it was definitely the match of the night. And actually, maybe the weekend?
I want to say weekend. Nothing else, really.
I would say so, yeah.
So.
Cien Almas has really stepped his game up since being heel.
Yeah. It's been fantastic.
He's had great matches on TakeOvers since he's been champion, and I'm surprised he wasn't called up yet.
Well, he still could be. We don't know about with the shakeup. But anyway, Ken.
Whereas Russ lacked the intertesticular fortitude, I will go out and say this was the single best thing of the whole weekend. This was the best match. I'm not a Cody Rhodes mark. I don't need to sit here and say, Imgid had such a bad story compared to the other one. Blah, blah, blah. Hogan versus Rock is the greatest match of all time. Look at my bulge. No. This fucking match kicked ass, okay? Yeah, it didn't have the storyline that the next match did. I don't care. If you go from bell to bell, nothing touched this match, really. It was the superior product for the match. It was great. I enjoyed it. Love both guys. Really surprised that neither one got the call-up. I thought for sure the loser of this match was getting the call-up. And I really, really, really thought Aleister Black was getting the call-up because I did not think he was winning.
I was shocked that they put him over. I mean, I'm fine with it. Trust me. I think it's great. But I think Almas kind of deserves a little bit more of a run.
I do too, because once he gets to the main roster, he's going to get Dolphed.
Oh, totally. I don't even think he's going to be able to make it to Dolphed. He's probably going to get like bobbied at this point.
As long as you don't get tied.
Yeah. Oh, poor Ty. Or eat Tide Pods. Yeah. But yeah, I think we all totally agree with that. Great match. Were you surprised that Aleister won, Steve?
No. At this point, he actually, he hasn't been that long, has he?
Not really.
Maybe a year?
Yeah, I would say probably at most a year.
I'm happy that he won it and it wasn't some guy from, like, you know, ROH or New Japan.
Mm. So you're glad it wasn't Adam Cole, baby.
I was surprised he didn't win. So, like, he's been happy.
I don't know, but with NXT is stacked right now, so I think Aleister Black's going to have a lot of great matches coming up.
I don't think so. NXT is that stacked.
You don't think so?
No. I really don't.
Mm. Well, you got Velveteen Dream, you got Ricochet.
You got EC3.
So basically you have the six guys in the first match.
Eric Young, I guess, is still there.
Yeah, I've got a bone to pick about that, too. But we'll get to that.
Will we?
There's a lot of names. There's a lot more coming in, too, I think.
Yeah.
They have that. They have signed. They haven't done anything with it.
So.
I should get moves.
And hopefully maybe some get brought down.
Yeah, because some releases are going to be happening as soon as that Saudi Arabia show. Right now.
There's some guys that are jobless that could use a spot.
Yeah, after Saudi Arabia. Is that that's shaping up to be better than WrestleMania at this point.
Yeah, did you see that Taker versus Rusev in a casket match?
Yeah, happening now? That was awesome. I was like, what?
Yeah, like
can
this
get,
is
can they get Chuck Norris to be the special enforcer?
Oh, God. I hope he gets a tank-shaped coffin.
Oh, man. He's going to get booed out of this, right? He's got to be the heel. I mean, obviously he's the heel, but...
Yeah.
He might get finally... Rusev Day might finally get booed. All right.
Finish NXT before 9 o'clock.
All right. Yes, good idea. So, Jardy, the last match of the evening, and possibly the best overall spectacle of the weekend.
Russ, you can't sit there and say spectacle when I sat there a few feet away from you and you watched Ronda Rousey in the ring and say the word... Greatest spectacle. You can't be serious.
I know. It's. We can argue it. that was
argue anything technically.
Yes, but Johnny Gargano defeats Tommy or Tommaso. God, I don't know why I said Tommy for
Tommy Dreamer. Tommaso
Ciampa in an unsanctioned match, which had a lot of sanctions in it for some reason, but.
Did you kind of feel bad for the ref? Because there was numerous times where he was like, oh, shit, I got to do my job. And then he's like, my job's nothing.
Yeah.
So, like, his hands kept, like, moving around like he was about ready to do something.
Yeah. Or there was one time he checked on the guy. And, like, why are you checking the guy? Technically, it doesn't matter. So.
Right.
This was amazing. This was a lot of fun. I kind of shocked that Johnny won. I'm not that shocked, but. I'm kind of shocked because I thought he'd go up to the main roster or 205 or something because he's instant success, maybe, at the 205 level. At the 205 level.
Does anybody have success on the 205 level that's not Enzo or raping?
Maybe Johnny could. But this was great. This is how you tell a wrestling story. This is one of the best stories I've had in a long time. Kent.
Story-wise, like telling a story inside the ring, this is one of the best I've seen in a, like easily top five of the past 5 years, probably top five past 10 years. Really, it was a great story. Tommaso played the role so fucking well. Johnny really didn't have to do a goddamn thing. He really didn't. Tommaso already had all that fucking heat on him. Had no music. Jacked as shit. My God, they shouldn't have even showed the videos because it showed how little he was compared to what he is now. And his beard is amazing. So, for all of those reasons, plus the match was adequate, it was a really, really good main event. Like, I walked away from that saying, nothing is touching this card. And nothing did. That was a really fun night overall and fun match.
Totally agree. It I don't know, you're right. It was just so much fun. And Ciampa, I'll let Steve talk in a second, but you're right. Ciampa That's a heel right there. That is how you be a heel. He did everything. Johnny just had to come out and just take it. You know, and Ciampa had to do all that friggin' work, and he played it perfectly. It was so well done. Steve.
I never really got why the NXT crowd loved Johnny Gargano so much. Like, I don't get the nuclear heat Ciampa got for injuring him or taking him out. And I still don't, really. But it was a good match, and I thought Gargano would lose and go to Rockstar Spud and get a job at 205 Live. Maybe you got to have a job at NXT before you go anywhere else. I don't know. But I thought Ciampa would have won, kept his heat for keeping Gargano out, and then Gargano shows up 205 Live like in a week or two. But they want to go this way with it. Maybe have him be in a match with Black. I don't know. But Gargano has no real future in a heavyweight in the main roster. So
that sucks, because you're right. He's not even – weighs more, Daniel Bryan or him?
I think Bryan does.
Right?
Daniel does. Yeah. He's thicker.
But Johnny kind of reminds me of him, but he'll never get that, because you're right. He's just so much smaller. He'll never get –
And his offensive moveset isn't really that damaging, it seems like. It's tough to buy that as being a real damaging moveset.
Well, his finisher is just shit. Can we all agree that his finisher is complete shit because all you do is roll and you're out? I mean, fuck, man. Are we in the 80s where the leg drop is...
Is the king and knocks you out for good?
I watched the Andre documentary, and I sit there and I watch the leg drop, and I always go, you have a guy that can pick up any single guy and body slam him, but your finisher that puts everybody away is a leg drop. How did that ever make sense?
Because Hogan's lazy as hell.
I don't think it's Hogan's fault. I really don't, brother.
I don't know, but yeah.
How great is the powerbomb into the back cracker fucking move? Like,
that was great, but it destroyed Ciampa's knee.
Yeah.
Like, he should have been like, I'm done, I can't go anymore, because that ruined my knee, I just got fixed.
I thought at one point that they hurt his knee again. I thought there was he played it really well.
There was one spot, yeah, it was like he landed wrong or something.
Yeah, completely landed wrong. Looked like he hurt himself. I'm like, oh shit, I hope he didn't really. I guess not. I assume not, just based off of what they did in the end. But yeah, I feel for Johnny. I kind of feel for Ciampa, too. They're great. They'll never get past mid-card in the main roster unless they somehow Vince retires in the next 2 years.
I think Ciampa might. Maybe get IC.
Yeah, I can see it.
I don't think he'll get heavyweight, though.
No, and that sucks.
No, forget, Evan Bourne was actually, at one point, a semi-big deal in WWE.
Yeah, but he had a flashy finisher, though.
Yeah, well, yeah. Ciampa has the fucking beard.
That's true.
And people have gotten over
pretty cool
on much
t-shirt,
less.
Too, he has. The Blackheart one?
Yeah.
The skull and the beard?
Yeah. Wait, you know, something we didn't bring up. Steve, correct me if I'm wrong here. Was that Lizzie Hale that performed Embers?
That was Lizzie Hale from Hailstorm.
Yes.
How bad was that? Because I loved the hell out of Lizzie, and that sounded terrible.
That was bad. I'm glad she's letting her hair grow out, because she had a lot shorter hair earlier.
She looked awful. Yeah, she looked awful with short hair.
So it's growing out finally, so she looks better. But yeah, that wasn't a good song for her to play. No. They should have had to do Rousey's, the Joan Jett cover.
Mm. Absolutely.
Because I think she did it already for some kind of CD, like a tribute CD or something. So it's probably amazing to have her do that.
I think it's on the same CD that has them doing Bad Romance, if I'm not mistaken.
It might be, yeah.
Which is a great cover of Bad Romance.
But instead, they had to get Nita Strauss to do Shinsuke's intro. I guess they can't do two a night.
Sad panda.
All right, so overall, NXT, what are we saying? Like, great pay-per-view, average pay-per-view? You want to rate it?
It's
going
to be tough to beat.
Okay.
A pay-per-view is going to be hard-pressed to do.
What this pay-per-view?
Three matches that high of quality.
Yes. Totally agree. Steve?
That happens every year. Like, every single takeover, it's like, this is the better pay-per-view. But as far as takeovers go, like, I don't know if it was the best takeover ever.
I think so. Even, I'm just trying to look back. Oh, maybe not ever. Maybe not ever.
No, not best takeover ever. Yeah. Perhaps, but it's.
I think Brooklyn was the best one.
The original. Maybe
like, the original.
Do, yeah, the first one, but.
That was. I think it's top five NXT all time. I don't know where it ranks.
So. Yeah, I'd say it's definitely in the top five. I think agree. You're right, because this was great for three matches, but they were also given time. A lot of those Brooklyn ones had to cut, you know, they're not cut short, but they only had 2 hours. So
they had the best women's match probably in a while at Brooklyn.
They also had competent female workers.
Yes, yes, they did. But now those competent female workers are doing petty shit up at Raw. Yay.
Say what?
All right. Let's move on to WrestleMania. But before we do that, there was a lot of other things going on this weekend for wrestling. And damn it, they're all indie. So we decided to take a trip to Carrie's Corner, which I believe Kent's in for now.
Yep. So, covering for Kerry's Corner, let's just break down all the action. Cody defeated Kenny. And back to you, Russ.
Damn, that took way too long.
With WrestleMania being in New York next year, could we have a live correspondent? Possibly?
I think we should. let's see if we can get...
I should have also mentioned that Alberto got fired from Impact Wrestling.
I don't understand how...
Does that count as independent now, Impact Wrestling?
I think
it does.
Yeah, kind of.
Yes, dude.
When WWE... Okay, when WWE mentions you on their television...
No, they didn't mention that. They said TNA.
They said TNA, Russ.
So Kurt Angle was wrong. TNA is no longer hiring because they no longer exist.
Okay, fine. But, point being, when they can mention it on television, they don't care about you. You're indie.
You are just dog shit on their shoe.
Yep. That's basically what it is. Yeah.
Wait, did anybody even watch a single match from Supercard? Cause
nope. Carrie didn't gush or tell me, so I didn't bother.
I watched Impact Lucha Underground Twitch on Friday night, but that was it for indies.
I talked to Carrie. She told me... Oh, I wish I had the exact conversation up, but she was less than enthused with a lot of the shit.
Yeah, that's what she said. Yeah, I do remember her saying that.
So, yeah, WWE is starting to look better and better.
That's why WWE is great.
Because all the talent is on WWE.
Right.
Exactly.
And not to mention, yes, we get some crappy things that go on, but it's usually... At least quality-wise, there's always something to watch quality-wise.
The production value's there at the very fucking least. Yes. Because I tried watching Supercard, I'm like, fuck, man. Like, tangent here. I get pissed off when Eric tells me that this is like the new ECW. Because fuck that. You know why ECW is better
than any of
this shit?
There's never a new ECW.
There'll never be.
There's never going to be. Because those fucking guys set the fucking bar so goddamn high. And they used really good music. And we all agree that entrance music... Yeah. We all agree entrance music matters.
Yeah.
Think about it. If you took away the entrance music from ECW, would it have been nearly as memorable?
No.
No.
No, because how great is it when you hear Natural Born Killer starts? You know it's going to be awesome.
Right.
By the way, shame on the Dudley Boys for not bringing up New Jack in their Hall of Fame speech. Damn them.
Or
damn
Big
Dudley's.
Dick Dudley. Or... possibly the best manager in a while, Joel Gertner.
Joel Gertner, yeah.
All right, let's move on. There's a lot more wrestling to go, and we're already, what, about an hour in almost? Jeez.
Well, jeez, Russ, maybe if you've had this fucking gusto during NXT, we could have been here already. Come on.
NXT was way better than this, so I think we're going to move a little bit faster through WrestleMania. There's a lot to go through.
A lengthy discussion of the pre-show.
Yeah, but, I do too, actually.
No, but we will talk about each individual match on the pre-show. Let's start with the first, well, not the first, but the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
Was that the first match?
Wasn't it? Yeah, because the women's was last.
No, wait, 205 Live, was that?
No, 205 was between.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Okay, see, I wasn't sure. Okay, my bad.
Okay. All right, so Andre the Giant Battle Royal, Memorial Battle Royal. Steve, what are your thoughts?
I miss having a random old wrestler in the Andre the Giant. Like, what was it 2 years ago? Was Tatanka just in there?
Well, Kane was in there randomly.
He's still there though. Like, it's not like you have a human forever.
I know. But...
I hate Bray Wyatt joining Matt Hardy.
kind of thought that would happen with the Lake of whatever, Resurrection.
I thought he'd be Rey's mystery partner, but that did not happen. I guess out of everybody in there, Matt Hardy is the only one with anything going on, so he deserves it, I guess. I don't know, but it was terrible.
Okay, Kat?
Correct me if I'm wrong, but last month, wasn't Baron Corbin and Dolph Ziggler in the main event of a pay-per-view?
Sure were. Touted as important guys.
Now they can't beat Matt Hardy in a battle royal?
Did you know Primo was still employed?
Yeah, no, until I saw him get thrown out.
Primo clone?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was some, I don't know. I sit there and I go, what's Connor going to do when he gets fired later on this month? I feel so bad for him. And why was Victor wearing green?
Because he's getting fired too.
No, I think they may keep Victor.
You think so?
Victor could actually work. Connor,
are they gonna reform the tag team, Daniel Bryan, was it Meat Brothers or something?
Yes, that'd be amazing. while it was fun, it was also inevitable, and I feel bad for a few of the guys in there because they deserve so much more. Mainly Dolph and Baron.
I did enjoy Mojo knocking out Zack Ryder.
Yes, that was good.
That was funny. I enjoyed seeing R-Truth back. That was nice. Okay. Other than that, I really don't give a shit. I feel bad for every single guy in this because they had to be on this. But nice thing for them is once they were done, just screwing around in the ring, get out, they could just go back and enjoy the rest of the night. So.
And the crowd seemed to be
into
better
it.
than it has been in the past, attendance wise. So that's good.
Yeah, it was good. It was nothing memorable, except no, nothing. All right. So moving on to the Cruiserweight Championship, Cedric Alexander versus Mustafa Ali, again on the kickoff show. Kent, you started last time, so Steve, what do you think?
It was the best match of the pre-show. By far.
By far. By a lot, yes. This was fun.
I think if you could give these guys longer time in the ring, they could put on some great matches. It was obvious that Alexander was going to win if you've watched at the 205 Live at all in the past year. And I think he can do better. I think he can be put on the weight because he lost a lot of weight to be 205. I think if you put the weight back on, he could be a heavyweight and do some stuff. Or end up like Apollo Crews. I don't know.
Probably like Paul Cruz.
Yeah, probably. Ali's good too. So, and Buddy Murphy in 205 Live is amazing. So there's been good matches coming up soon in 205 Live.
Yeah, 205's got some talent in it. Ken.
This was my least favorite match of the pre-show.
Son of a bitch.
He doesn't like Mustafa.
Can't stand Mustafa.
You hate Muslims, don't you?
He does.
I mean, to add to all the other groups of people that I hate that aren't white, male, you know.
You.
Me. Yeah.
Actually, I'm going to think he's Muslim. I don't know if he is or not. He's, but, yeah.
He used to be a cop.
He's not a terrorist, damn it.
He shoots this at black guys, all right? Come on. It was an okay match. I just really hate Mustafa Ali and... for anybody that really, really believed that Mustafa Ali was going to win this, do you feel mildly mentally deficient right now?
Possibly.
I can't say the R word because it's like fucking National Autism Month and that word gets mixed in. It's all terrible. So, mentally deficient is what we will go with.
I don't feel mentally deficient, but no. I think it was... I'm fine with Cedric.
Guy won.
Yes, yeah. Cedric's, I'm fine with Cedric.
But should Ali have even been in it? Like, would you have preferred Hideo Itami in there? I would have. I mean, great, he may have hurt Cedric and broke his eye socket like he did with Kendrick.
Right. And then Cedric would get accused of beating his wife, and then we'd lose him, too. So.
Wait. I've heard that before.
I don't know. Is Cedric going to lose?
Though. I don't know.
Is Cedric going to lose this belt to some controversy? Because that seems to be the way it's going.
Can they just bring Neville back and be like, we're sorry?
That's right. They had a good thing going with Neville, and then...
Just fucking apologize and be like, listen, we tried with Enzo, we screwed up, come on.
We're sorry. All right. So it was a fun match, best match of the pre-show for me. Yeah, it was all right. All right, let's move on to the WrestleMania go ahead and say it, because I don't remember it.
The WrestleMania non-fabulous Moolah
Battle Royal. Yes. Featuring a lot of women I did not recognize, and many I did. One I didn't recognize was Mickie James until she was thrown out and they said her name.
Fuck you, Russ, for stealing my only bit that I had for this whole thing.
I know, I'm sorry.
You knew that was my bit, too.
Because...
It's like Carlos Mencia over here.
I stole the Carlos Mencia.
Fucking white Carlos Mencia.
It was... Okay, overall, I didn't care about this. Whatever. Kent, go ahead.
I didn't know who Mickie James was. See, it would have been funny had I been able to say it first.
Sorry. That was not the only thing I could think of for this entire match.
I'm sitting there like, who the fuck's this bitch? It's like, dressed kind of like a Saints player. I don't recognize her. Where's... Oh, they just said it's Mickie James. Oh, it is Mickie James. Why is she like this?
Yeah, it didn't even look like her.
So confused. Who was the fucking bitch in the orange that looked like such... I'm not shaming here, but she stood out.
She definitely stood out. She's a great Kali student, and she was in the Mae Young Classic.
That was the great Kali.
Me and Russ were trying to figure out who the great Kali student was, and that makes a lot of sense. And
you could have put two and two together.
I feel bad for her career.
We heard them say it. We weren't really paying. They said it during the Mania. We heard.
We
like,
did joke that it possibly could have been her, but we didn't know for sure.
Right. So,
like, I didn't know a lot of the.
And didn't we say
girl's name Dakota?
Yeah,
something?
The NXT faction was kind of weird because you had the Brazilian that no one knew either.
Yeah,
and only one iconic duo was there.
Yeah, why wasn't Billy? I mean, I was cheering on Peyton the whole time.
Right,
but the right person won because I didn't want Sasha or Bayley to win. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, okay.
It would have been great if they showed her go out of the ring first.
Yeah, I didn't even know she was even out.
Oh, she's out in the match, I guess. And then she shows up and you're like, oh, look at that. She's live.
Yeah. It was kind of weird.
Now, that was a twist.
It was, but not a terrible twist. Not in my Shyamalan.
I'm surprised Charlotte didn't win it, to tell you the truth.
Yeah. We'll get to that. All right. Let's move on to the main... roster, main card, WrestleMania. Let's start with Intercontinental Championship, The Miz, Seth Rollins, and Finn Balor. Seth Rollins ending up with the victory. My boy, and I had to miss, I missed half the match. Well, more than half the match. Three quarters of the match, but I did end up watching all of it. I almost want to say it's the best match of the night, but we still have that Rossi match, so I'm kind of torn. But this was fun. A lot of fun. Good stuff. Guys did great. Everyone got to be spotlighted. I liked it quite a bit. Kent?
Did you go back and watch it?
Yes.
So for the fans listening, Carrie, basically for the rest of the night, I got to hear how great this match was from Russ's mouth, despite him seeing only 3 minutes of it.
It's pretty sad.
Plus, he was kind of disappointed in Seth winning, which was un-Russ.
Well, I think I...
Defend yourself.
So I mentioned the same thing when I watched it. When I came home the next day, I watched it on Monday night. I watched it, and I was talking to my wife, and I go, you know, it's weird. I should have been much more happy on that night when Seth won. He's my boy. And Heather looked at me and goes, uh-oh, is the romance over with? And I said, no. So I watched the match.
They're out of break.
it's a hiatus, damn it. We'll be back. Don't worry. Stronger than ever.
Just like Zach and Kelly.
That's right. Maybe I'll fiddle around with Rusev for a little bit or somebody else, but I'll always go back to Seth. Anyway, I think it was because I didn't watch the whole match. So I saw the end of it. I saw I got the win. I was like, yay! But not watching the whole match, I was a little bit more excited for it. So kudos to Seth.
I want to say I hated Finn Balor's entrance because... Not for the reason that you may think I hate it. More for the fact that he got to go out last, but didn't come out as the demon. If you're not coming out as the demon, don't come out last. The champion should come out last. That's my biggest gripe. And
he could have had the demon have like rainbow face paint.
Yes.
Yes. They oh my god.
A rainbow bright demon. And it could have been fan fucking tastic for the community of five letters.
Yes. Or four or six.
There's five, Russ. Get it right.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Yeah.
Is it five?
LGBTQ.
Yeah, oh, LGBTQ. Yeah,
don't forget about the Q.
You're right.
Stop questioning it, Steve.
All right, Steve, speaking of questioning it, what do you think of the match?
I think it was the match of the night. I didn't take notes. I should have. But, yeah, I think it's the match of the night. Surprisingly, the Miz was in it. He seems to always have matches of the night or close to it. I thought the way they had the entrances for Miz and Rollins, and to an extent, Baylor, I thought it'd be the entire night would have special entrances for everybody.
I'm kind of glad they didn't. That would have taken forever.
Yeah, me too. But I was kind of looking forward to seeing what they do.
Actually, would anybody really been opposed to special entrances rather than the matches that we got?
I think it should be Halloween Havoc special entrances.
Yeah.
Just Halloween themed and just do whatever the hell you want.
I couldn't tell, but can you guys tell me real quick? Was the Seth Rollins fire, that was fake, right? That was that 3D crap fire? It wasn't an actual pyro?
It was pyro.
I don't think Kane was there. He was showering.
Someone had, like, fireworks. Oh, Charlotte.
Charlotte. Yeah. So did
that was, like, 3D CGI stuff.
Yeah, or it was. Can we make fun of that shit for a second?
Sure.
That shit was horrible.
Dumb.
Well, do you think it's, like, if you watch it in, like, virtual reality or something, it, like, pops out and, like...
That was the exact theory we developed.
That's our theory.
It.
Yep. That was our theory.
Because I was like, is it for 3D? I'm like, no, nobody gives a fuck about 3D. And then we thought about virtual reality, so that's... It's got to be it.
Yeah.
I don't know who did that, though. Like, who watched that in virtual reality?
I don't know.
Once they had that headset on for 5 hours.
You'll get fucking motion sick just watching Charlotte act.
That's that motion
sick. Everyone gets sick when they hear her act, so...
It was the match in... No, it wasn't. I'm reserving that spot for a different
match. Not spectacle.
Yeah, this was a good match, not a spectacle.
Still not the match of the night. There was a match that had far superior in-ring work.
Okay.
The tag team match?
Go on.
Alright, I don't remember exactly what the next match was, and this isn't in any particular order.
The Great Actor?
Oh, it was that one, okay.
Who can inflect her emotions by getting louder?
So, Charlotte Flair versus Asuka in a streak versus championship, and maybe not shockingly, but relatively shocking, Charlotte retains, Asuka loses her streak and loses everything now because she wasn't on Raw or SmackDown, and they're going to bury her. Poor Asuka. Anyway, Charlotte Flair won with her incredible acting. She really showed some injury in that left arm, so she couldn't use it at all, except she used it almost the rest of the night, except for that one moment at the end. Match-wise, whatever. I feel bad for Asuka. Steve?
I don't get why Charlotte Flair has to win everything first for the women.
Because she's Ric Flair's daughter.
Obviously.
Woo!
I hate how... It's going to sound bad. I shouldn't say this.
Hate's a strong word, Steve.
Just say it.
I dislike how they always cry after the match, no matter what. I'm shocked Triple H didn't have flowers to give her, too.
What did you think overall the match?
It wasn't that good.
It was okay.
I don't like how they had to have Asuka say, Charlotte was ready for Asuka. It's so cheesy and... No.
I'm pretty sure Asuka's gone. So
maybe she can team up with Shinsuke and be the evil Japanese foreigners like they always want anyways.
True. Kent, I know you've been dying to talk about this, sir. So
basically, if you've ever heard a single podcast, you know my feelings on this match. But this week on The Walking Dead, we got a new sight of Eugene who basically is like, fuck this. Fuck Rick's group. I'm going back and I'm making bullets. I don't give a fuck about Rosita. I don't give a fuck about Daryl. I'm just going to puke all over Rosita, which was fantastic. He puked on her to make his escape. And now he's back making bullets for Negan. And god damn it, that's exhilarating. By the way, this weekend, this Sunday, is the season finale, the end of All Out War. The season that everybody wants to forget ever fucking happened because...
Was it really that bad?
They killed Carl, Russ!
Well, yeah, okay.
They fucking killed Carl! Even if you're not a fan of the show, you have to understand how important and lazy writing and terrible that fucking was. So, yeah.
Wait, Walking Dead has lazy writing? I would have never
So, did they kill him because they were trying for shock value, or is he leaving?
He's going to college. You had to get rid of him.
Okay.
Yeah, he wants to actually have a life, because...
He's going to bang so many chicks because he was Carl.
Oh, yeah.
God, yes.
Carl! Carl!
At the end of the day... I feel the ending of this season of Walking Dead is going to be very similar to the ending of this match to bring it full circle. Completely, utterly worthless, disappointing, and makes me want to drag my sack across its face.
Are you saying Rick was ready for Negan at the end of this?
No, well, yeah. Ready for Lucille.
Now, I find it interesting that they're making Eugene... make bullets for Negan when that's what he does for Rick during All Out War on the comics.
They have fucked... They've said fuck you, comic fans. They've just said fuck you.
Okay.
So they've just diverged
almost, they almost
so
have
far.
To, though, because otherwise you're constantly getting a... Oh, well, this happened in the comic book, and blah, blah,
you,
blah.
Well, yeah, that's the problem. Either you have people that are going to be pissed off that they didn't follow the comics, or they're going to have people that are be like, oh, you did a shot-for-shot remake of Psycho. Okay, so you can't please everybody. I'm okay with them taking a different road.
Me too.
With the exception that Eugene and Carl are like the two best characters moving forward. And there's a good chance Eugene dies next week and Carl's already dead. And when you get rid of two of the best characters...
You're left with
yeah,
Rick.
Daryl's still there, so...
Yeah, Daryl's not had a story since Easy Street was playing. I love that song. I wish Asuka would come out to Easy Street.
And that's... The Raw Women's Champion, or no, I'm sorry, the SmackDown Women's Championship match. Well
do I
played.
Have to get ice.
Sure.
You can try. Well, I'll go to Steve
do you know
first.
What the next match is, Russ?
That's what I was going to go to you next. What's the next match? I completely forgot.
Russ, do you not have WWE.com?
I'm looking at. Yeah, I'm looking at. They don't have it in order. It's United States Championship, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, I'm gonna get ice. Talk All right. about.
All right, so the United States Championship, Randy Orton versus Bobby Roode versus Jinder Mahal versus Rusev, and Jinder Mahal wins this one in the probably dumbest decision of the night. This was pretty dumb. This was a great time to put it on Rusev. And they put it on Jinder because they're going to the Middle East? I don't know if that even makes sense. Steve, help me out here.
I had trouble thinking of who was in the U.S. title match when you mentioned it.
Well, that's why I mentioned all
my
of them.
Mind.
Yeah.
Mahal, Orton, and Roode have got to be the three most boring wrestlers on TV right now.
How is Roode one of the... He was so... It wasn't... Okay, well...
No, he's not... He was never over because he's awesome. He was over because of Stupid Glorious Chant.
But he's a decent in-ring technician.
He's a decent heel.
Yes, yes.
As a face, he's terrible.
Your face is terrible. Yeah, I'm so bored. Like, I just want him to go heel so badly.
Orton, too. And, Orton's better as a heel.
Yeah, but I think Orton's just kind of...
He's still lazy as fuck most of the time, but he's better
yeah.
as a heel.
I think Orton, honestly, is on his way out soon. Not, like, gone forever, but, you know, take a nice hiatus.
Do you like John Cena? Maybe just show up every once in a while?
Yeah, well, the difference for him is I think Randy Orton just wants to spend time with his family, honestly.
Who wants to do that?
Like, right? Ew, gross. But
well, like Cena doesn't have a family. He has his dad who gets involved in his matches every 4 or 5 years.
Right. Hey, Kent, you're back. Perfect timing.
But yes, Rusev should have won that match.
I think
and
so too.
Mahal only won it because he can lose it in Saudi Arabia to whoever. I don't know.
That'd be dumb.
So, I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah. Well, it's against Randy. I hope Randy doesn't get it back because Randy, whatever. Kent, what were your thoughts?
Charleston Chews frozen along with wine makes
fantastic.
A fine, fine meal while doing a podcast. Speaking of that, this match, I don't remember a goddamn thing that really happened. Like, that's what Steve said. It was not memorable. Am I wrong? Like, it was
like
not
the exact same thing I said.
That's exactly what Steve said.
God damn it, that's great.
Steve goes, until you said who was in it, I completely blocked this from my memory.
It, like, all right, here's the most memorable thing. Aiden English shaved his head between the men's Andre Giant Memorial Battle Royal and this match. He
and this match, yeah.
That's the only thing people are really going to remember. They're like, fuck, man. Bobby Roode could have had a glorious entrance.
Yep.
Rusev could have had a fucking tank. Randy Orton could have had
a giant sperm.
Snake and bugs in
the giant sperm.
And Ginger could have had some Bollywood dancers. I would have enjoyed that. I like Bollywood dancers. Why didn't we get Bollywood dancers?
Because he wasn't the champion.
Saudi Arabia, we will.
Yeah.
For the greatest Royal Rumble.
They can't have. Can they have women dancing in Saudi
Arabia? Oh, no, they can't.
No, they can't. Sense. Yeah, the women aren't even having any matches.
Saudi Arabia. That's where WWE should be held every fucking week.
I was going to say, this is going to be greater than WrestleMania.
It really will. Here's the thing. When that happens, all the fucking social justice warriors are going to be like,
is that what they're going
to
be?
World, they're like, why can't WWE force Saudi Arabia to put women on the card? It's like,
because,
no,
that's not yeah, how it works. That's not how it works. Yeah, let a
maybe,
company.
No, that's exactly how it works, Steve. Come on.
Maybe like 5 or 10 years, they can be like, hey, look, we want women on this card. You know, let's do it. It'll be history, and you get good publicity and crap like that. Maybe in the future they can, but not right now.
Right now, they just need to make money and make an impact there.
They need to make inroads into Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
And you do that by agreeing with what they do. I mean, you can't be like, we're going to have women, scantily clad women, show up.
Right.
It's going to cause
a
riot.
You can't break people's traditions just because you want, like, no. Like, you go there, you make a good, yeah, fuck. That place looks beautiful, by the way.
It better. I mean, everyone lives there is like a billionaire.
Right. Well, anybody who's going to this is going to be a billionaire or a son of a billionaire or something like that. But anyway, back to this memorable match. Yay, Mahal, Kat?
Yay. I'll say yay because Ginger showed me more once he lost the belt than he ever did while having the belt, and I actually thought that Ginger made it a fairly good heel. He's been learning to work the ring a lot better. I'm okay with it. This is what he should have been doing all along. It should never have been the World Championship. We all said that.
Mm-hmm.
We all agreed he should have been going for the U.S. Championship. Now he's there. There's no reason to be upset about it.
Nope.
Except
all right.
Rusev should have won.
Well, yeah, except for Rusev should have won it. You're right. Who wants to help me with the next one? Was it the Raw or was it John Cena at this point? Raw Women's Champion wasn't until later.
Let's just say it was John Cena.
All right.
I think it was Cena, yeah.
No, wait, wasn't it Rousey?
I think it... What was it?
Wasn't it Triple H and Rousey?
Was that next?
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah, okay. So... Next, oh, that's right, because it was the second hour's main event. Next comes to us was Ronda Rousey, Kurt Angle versus Stephanie McMahon and Triple H. It probably the best spectacle of the night. This was surprisingly well done, spectacle-wise. Match-wise, it was a pile of trash. And I don't care what anybody says. Ronda Rousey, that was not a great... showing for her. It was okay, but that match-wise, this was not good. But spectacle-wise, this was amazing. Kent, tell him why.
No, Rousey did fine. But...
I mean, they probably rehearsed that match for, like, months on end. So
absolutely.
We'll see how she does when it's, like, week after week you have to get new matches.
Yeah.
Right. She did fine. I'm not taking anything away. The person who didn't do fine was fucking Kurt goddamn fucking Angle, the only Hall of Famer in the goddamn ring.
He looked so fat.
He was the sore spot in that match. Mm. I'll tell you who the shining star was. Stephanie McMahon. Everything that she did fucking mattered, looked good, looked believable. She came off like the biggest bitch in the world. She did fucking amazing. Triple H played his role, possibly a little bit too much, but he played his role well. Ronda, for her, she did what she was supposed to
she
do.
She did.
Is she main event WrestleMania 35 main event worthy to go against the greatest talker of this generation? Maybe. Maybe not.
No.
Um, Could you imagine the fucking awful promos between those two fucking idiots? That's going to be terrible. But this match was pure comedy gold. And that leads to one thing that we talked about that night.
Yeah.
We have a theory that Vince McMahon has a wheel backstage.
In his office. Oh, on the backstage.
A punishment or reward wheel. But either way, every other spot on the wheel is to lick his asshole. And we figure that Linda's been spinning that wheel for many, 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 many years.
Keeps losing.
Yeah, she is lost. We figure that Vince has like a button underneath his desk where he can just stop it. He has it pre-programmed. And that helped us get through the rest of WrestleMania.
The rest of the night.
This wheel existed.
Yes, so you had to be there. He had to be there. It was hilarious. It really did help us get through it, because there was a point where I started dragging, like, I was like, I want to go to bed, and we started talking about the wheel, and it made it all better. Steve, what'd you think of this match?
I was shocked at how much better it was than I thought it was going to be. In my head, I was like, this is going to be a 12-car pileup. instead, it was going to be a 5-car pileup.
Right. It terrible, but not... Not like, oh, man, this is awful.
Right. It was enjoyable. I don't know who thought it was a good idea to give Ronda Rousey the skanky hot rod entrance outfit.
I was partially turned on by it. Partially.
It's like she's a prostitute or something. It's a cosplay.
Almost did the exact same thing on Monday night, too.
And they need better outfit for her. Knee pads and probably better shorts that don't constantly ride up on her.
Yeah, that would be a good start.
Mm.
Why doesn't she wear more something similar to what she wore in UFC?
It's a good idea.
It's what everybody knows her for.
Mm-hmm.
Did she ever finish making that Roadhouse awful remake?
I think it got canceled.
Good for them.
They made the right decision. Because she can't act because she hasn't dealt with Charlotte long enough?
Yeah, Charlotte failed lessons in acting. Mm.
Once again, those promos are going to make grown men cry.
They're going to be that good. You're right. What do you think of the Triple H's entrance? Was it everything you'd hoped for, Kent?
Nay.
Okay. Steve?
Pointing.
Yeah, I feel like he's done that before. He needs something new.
Yeah, I was a little... It wasn't terrible. It was at least a spectacle entrance, but it wasn't their best effort.
There was no Stephanie Spitz, though, at the end there.
It was nice to see Stephanie on her own bike instead of riding bitch.
Even though they both had the bike built for that, I mean...
Triple H should have rode bitch, as I said.
Alright, that would have been hilarious. Alright, let's move on to the SmackDown Tag Team.
I have it up now.
Okay, good.
My penis.
The SmackDown Tag Team Championship, where the Usos defended against the New Day and the Bludgeon Brothers, but unfortunately they came up short, as the Bludgeon Brothers are your new SmackDown Tag Team Champions. Really quick for me, I don't remember anything from this match, to tell you the truth, other than the Bludgeon Brothers winning, and I'm okay with that. Bludgeon Brothers winning is awesome. They deserve it. Let's go with Steve.
It was a lackluster match. I guess it's nice to have Bludgeon Brothers win it, just because most likely one of the tag teams will get shaken up and sent somewhere else. There's no spots I remember from it. If I remember correctly, Bludgeon Brothers pretty much dominated the match. And, yeah, it was... Should have been on SmackDown.
Yeah. Kent, I'd like your opinion on it.
I'd like to make sure that you got my message right.
I got it.
Good. All right. So, probably my second favorite match of the night. Nothing brings me pleasure more than watching the Bludgeon Brothers do work. Really great to see Luke Harper, the most deserving person on the roster, get to dominate on such a big stage. And Rowan looked good. New Day's gone. New Day's gone. They have to be, right?
They think so. Yeah. Well, we thought that last time, and they didn't break them up either, so...
I don't mean break them up. I mean...
New show.
Yeah, they're going to Raw.
Oh, you think they're going back to Raw? Okay.
Yeah, because what else are they going to do? They're not sending the Usos, and no. They need to break up Usos and New Day, so...
That's true.
Great match, right. For the short time and being completely unmemorable.
It was unmemorable. Although, the one thing I do remember, which I thought was hilarious now I'm thinking about it, were the midget pancakes. Fantastic.
Especially the two doing the warm.
Yes. That was good. That entrance was good. I enjoyed that a lot. All right. Next, we got the impromptu, because we didn't know what was going to happen, Undertaker versus John Cena.
Ross, did you miss the last performance?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That was like one of the best spots of the night. When the lights
the Elias?
Out, everyone's like, oh, Taker's coming out.
Yeah.
It's Elias.
All right, I was going to count the whole thing as one thing. The Taker, Cena, Elias spot. We'll do it all. We can just do it
Ross,
all.
Ross, do you not WWE?
No, I'm at the one you sent me, Raja.
Do you not walk with Elias,
Raja? Oh, I do WWE, but I got you. Sorry, I'm an idiot. Yeah.
I would never have said that to you. To your face.
Your voice, not mine.
You'd say it to me in my face every time you get a chance. Anyway, yeah, I thought that was really clever. It was a lot of fun. Poor Elias. I don't want to say poor Elias. He did get to be in there with John Cena and Taker, sort of, even though Taker was not out till afterwards. But he's associated with that whole section. But
here's a question. Would Elias have benefited by having his own match and winning, or being associated with Cena versus fucking Taker?
Well, if he was Braun's tag team partner, it would have been better.
That's probably about the only spot that would have benefited him more, though. Like, aside from that, this was about as good as he was going to do. Like, winning the Andre wasn't going to do anything.
No. Because he's just going to be enhancing talent now for a little bit, it seems like.
When was the last time he won a feud?
I don't know.
Since before NXT? Yeah, probably.
Okay, but that was definitely a lot of fun. Good. But Taker versus Cena, the entrance was phenomenal. But I think the entrance lasted longer than the actual match. So, match-wise, I wasn't expecting anything. I didn't really care. In fact, the little kid in me really enjoyed the squashing of John Cena by The Undertaker. So I was okay with it. It's definitely not match of the night or anywhere near close to it. But damn, I enjoyed it. I don't care. Steve?
I would rather see a 5-minute squash match like that than a 20-minute squash match where a guy kicks out of the finisher 5, 6, 7 times.
What? That doesn't come up at all later.
I repeat, Kenny Omega beat Cody Rhodes.
Was it a squash, though?
I repeat, I did not watch.
I enjoyed it. I like Taker. He can't go 20-minute matches, so a 5-minute match is fine. Unfortunately, it probably sets up a match for next year that will be longer, and that is good. The build-up was so strange with this one. I just didn't get it.
They had an opportunity to make it great if they'd waited for this to be the main event. The crowd would have been... Well,
they've been dead. They would have...
That's the only thing I was worried about now that I think about it, though. After seeing the crowd, it may have backfired. So actually, they kind of did it at the right time. Because the crowd was still into it at that point. But this is where
I think the crowd pretty much died after this match.
I was going to say, is right after this is where I think the crowd died. So,
did the Hall of Famers come out before or after
this?
After this.
Yeah.
Nothing kills a crowd quite like Goldberg.
Damn right. Kent, what was your feelings on all of this?
I liked it. Like, knowing that we're going to have everything kind of go on, we kind of pieced together that when Elias came out, you assumed that Cena might have something to do with it because we knew Rock wasn't coming. Once we know Rock's not coming, we put the pieces together, everything fit together. And it worked. Like, if you weren't entertained by it, you haven't been watching wrestling long enough. I can understand some complaints, but if you weren't entertained by it, at the very least, if you didn't get some kind of joy of seeing Taker come out, go to your fucking bingo halls, go suck off Cody and Kenny. No, because they're too high above. Just fucking go find the vanillest flavored midgets you can find and suck them off, because you're not a true fan. So, yeah, it was great
to see.
So
what you're saying is find Roderick Strong.
Yes, but he's not a vanilla midget. He's more like a vanilla...
No, he's a vanilla midget. There's no other flavor of he that comes into other than vanilla.
Well, he's definitely vanilla. I just wasn't going to say he was a midget.
I think he was one of those ones that were doing the worm, Russ.
He looks normal sized when he's in the ring with other smaller guys, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty sure the everybody that came with New Day was just the NXT roster, if I'm not mistaken. I think it was all New Era or Undisputed Era.
All right. So we all enjoyed it. Great nostalgia moment for me. I'm good with that. All right, let's move to the next. We're not going to talk about the.
We're just going to talk about the next match here.
Next match, which is Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn versus Shane McMahon and Daniel Bryan. Oh, you saw the look like you're about to say something. So sorry, Kent. All right, I really enjoyed this. I'm glad Daniel got a great reaction, which we knew he would. I think this is the last true reaction we got. I don't even think it lasted through the entire match. But I enjoyed this.
He was out for most of the match.
That's true. I enjoyed this a bit. I thought all guys did a decent job. But yeah, the beginning was kind of weird having Daniel be out for that long, and then the crowd just never really got back into it once he. Like, I was expecting hot tag, the crowd to go crazy. I don't remember the crowd going anything once he got tagged in. Hell, I don't remember him getting tagged in. All of a sudden, he was just in. So they missed that one, I thought. Not surprised that Daniel won, because it's first match back, and he's one of the greatest, biggest heels, their biggest faces that they have right now. And I'm curious to see what they're doing with Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn if they're going along. So I like this.
Breaking my balls, Russ. I said go to me first so I can go to the bathroom. Fuck, man.
Well, maybe you should.
No, I'm not even offering my opinion. I'm leaving.
Steve, then. Go ahead.
I don't think a near 60-year-old man. I assume Shane's like close to 60, right?
There's no way he's 60. His father's like in his 70s.
Shane looks pretty old.
His father's in his 70s. What, he had when he was 20?
Fine. Shane has a cardio of a 60-year-old.
Okay, yes.
Who has diverticulitis, apparently, and a hernia surgery just recently.
Yes.
Should be able to...
Thanks to Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. They gave it to him.
He shouldn't be able to dominate them like he did 2-on-1 with those problems.
Yeah,
punches are ridiculous.
Oh, God. His I know where he got his punches from. Undertaker. Because The Undertaker was doing the exact same thing to Cena, and that looked terribly fake.
Taker's 62.
Well, yeah, at least he has an excuse. I'll give him that one. I don't know. I thought this was... It was okay. I mean, it wasn't like it was something that was great, but I'm glad Daniel got his match back, and now he's back in there in the ring. Now, when you watch Daniel, were you thinking, oh, God, he's going to break his neck, and he's going to be out again? Were you thinking that at all, or were you...
That one move, I thought it was going to be, oh, my God, he's doing a suicide dive, he's going to go head first in the barricade, and he'll be done. Yeah. Instead, he did a bright baseball slide, so he's changing up his moves to match his new reality that he can't do anything with his head anymore. So that's good.
Which is good. I'm glad he didn't do any headbutts
or
anything.
He did that. I was surprised that he didn't do that. Because when he came back that one time, he did headbutts like 10 times to Sheamus on a ladder.
Yeah.
Like, right away, and then it's like, that's not good.
In his match against AJ on SmackDown, did you see how AJ landed on his head?
I did not watch SmackDown.
Oh, well. That was actually a decent match. Until it ended. Kent, would you like to offer us your opinions real quick?
Didn't Chris Benoit have a son named Daniel?
Possibly. That he murdered?
Well, he has a son that lived, too.
Oh, he did? I thought he only had one son.
He had an older son that was like probably in his 20s or something at the time Benoit killed his kid.
Okay.
I'm just saying that it correlates. Right?
Right.
You're saying Daniel Bryan is Chris Benoit's son?
Yep.
Okay.
That makes a lot of sense.
I mean, one of the best wrestlers of his time, and now one of the best wrestlers of his time.
One of the best wrestlers of his time. Right. Yeah. It makes a lot of sense. All right.
Diving headbutt. Diving headbutt.
Diving headbutt, yep.
Crippler crossface. Daniel Bryan lock, whatever the fuck he calls it.
Catamulation.
The yes lock. Isn't it the yes lock?
Oh, it's a yes lock.
I wish Bryan didn't steal Miz's kicks, though. That was just terrible.
I know. That is really... You know, he comes back and he just steals moves from people.
Like,
what the hell?
He didn't ask.
What an ass.
Hopefully Miz goes to SmackDown and
No, I think Daniel's going to Raw.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Because, I mean, why would they quickly give us AJ versus Daniel instead of let that simmer for a little bit, unless they were going to separate him for a while?
They've got to move some serious... We'll get to that, but no. Daniel's staying with SmackDown.
All right, we'll see. We'll find out
next week.
We will. All right, let's move on. Raw Women's Championship, Alexa Bliss versus Nia Jax. Kent, I know
Why
you want to go
just
first.
Wait for this match, Jesus.
Exactly. But go ahead, Kent, go first.
No, it was a piss break of a match. Fuck this match. Bliss's ass was sweet as always, and Nia still doesn't deserve a belt. Say what you will about her improving in the ring, blah, 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 blah. No. No.
How?
And no.
Okay. How awful was her goddamn suit or wrestling gear?
Russ, that's sexist, okay? Stop body shaming.
It was almost as bad as, like, you know, flames on your pants.
I think it was worse. I think this was worse than flames on your pants.
It was almost
this was...
like dressing up like a football player for the home team and nobody knowing who you were.
I thought she was like a Super Saiyan or something. I don't think she was a Saint player.
Huh?
I thought it was Saints colors, that's why.
It was Saints colors.
So
I should not ever wear something that makes her look like that, because she already has a body that is tough to
watch.
Like most girls, imposing.
She's not like most girls, you're right.
She is not like most girls. Byron Saxton does jerk off to her. Terrible outfit, not a good match, terrible outcome, so sad, terrible day.
All right, with that, Steve, do you even care to add on to that one?
Storyline-wise, it's the only ending that made sense.
For the entire night?
The bullied person gets
the
revenge on the bully, you know, feel-good story, yay.
Bliss is really good at that bullying.
Unless, like, Nia should have brought a gun or something at least, and then we could have made it a little bit more lifelike.
Wow, too soon.
Nope, not soon enough.
That's only if they have a schoolyard match or something.
Oh,
right. That makes a lot of sense. So that'll be what they do next.
New Jack special reference.
Oh, my God. What would you do
Instead
if they actually thought that was a good idea?
Jeremy in the background.
Oh, we have just gone really, really dark. And good. We've made this much better.
All right. Next, we have the WWE Championship, AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nakamura, the dream match. Let's just go quickly. Steve, did this live up to your dream match?
Did the Raw Tag Team belts come on after this match? Really?
Yep.
Wow. I never saw them in Japan, so I haven't seen any of their star matches.
I haven't seen their previous matches either.
That high. I think in the WWE, that's pretty much the best you're going to get out of people. Even though Nak has been kind of lazy lately. He hasn't had any good matches since he's come over. So maybe his style doesn't just work. I don't know. But it was...
But it's strong.
It wasn't a match of the year contender like people said it was going to happen. And I think the internet fans got their hopes way too high for that match.
Okay.
But for what it was fine.
All right. Kent, live up to your dream match standards?
Nay.
Okay. Anything else to add to that? Nay.
I said last week everybody was getting their fucking expectations way too fucking high for this match. You heard me, Russ. You were here.
I was, unfortunately.
It was obvious. It was apparent. Like, match of the year candidates typically aren't the matches that people have the expectations for. It's matches that you think could be very good, but you don't foresee them.
No, actually, match of the year candidates have only one person in them, Kenny Omega.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Definitely. Every one of them at least has to have Kenny. It doesn't. And that's the problem. WWE doesn't have Kenny, so.
And once they do, they'll be like, oh my God, he's terrible now.
Yeah.
They need to get, like, Ken Anderson back and call him, like, Kenny something just to rip on Omega.
Some other Greek letter.
Can we get Mr. Kennedy back?
Kennedy. Or Kenny Dykstra.
Oh, yeah.
He's still good in ring. We saw him, what was it, last year, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
All right. For me, definitely didn't live up to the hype that I had it in my head. Same, you know, reasons Kent thought, same thing. But it wasn't bad. It wasn't terrible. It had a lot of good moves in it, a lot of good wrestling in it. I liked some of the back and forth. So overall, it wasn't bad. It was good. It just wasn't.
It needs more finishes kicked out of.
Exactly. I think that's what it was missing. They needed to kick out of more finishers, and frankly, there wasn't enough, which we'll get soon.
Here's my question to you.
Yeah.
You say it's good. So, a good match usually indicates that you'd rewatch it. Would you really rewatch that match?
Can I say it's good without having to want to rewatch it? Like,
no.
There's a lot of good matches I don't want to rewatch.
Fine. What would you rate it, Russ? You would have
said like four.
A good match should be over five.
Oh, I would have thought four. I think anything above a 4.5 is good. So
did you invent the 9.2 scale? No.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You're talking.
I thought when you said that five was the I'd watch it again good, but anything between 4 and 5 is good, but we're not going to watch it again. I would say it's like a 4.7 or 8.
Yeah, it's pretty bad for a dream match.
What if 5 you just have?
Yes.
Above a 5, you would rewatch.
You'd rewatch. That's how Kent
you'd
rolls
consider
is.
Consider rewatching.
Makes sense, yeah.
Yeah.
The only time you'd rewatch something below a 5 is to win a bet and be like, Russ Gummo is not the worst movie ever made. Here's Salo.
But that wasn't even that one.
That was Necromantic.
That was a Necromantic, yeah. And then we found the new low. Okay, real quick, surprised AJ won? Anybody? Or did anybody care? Because I didn't. I was fine with AJ winning. Kent?
Yeah, I was fine. He's probably the best wrestler on the roster.
Yeah.
The belt.
Kent?
Why would I be surprised that if you read the blog at 9deuce.com/wrestling, you would see that I boldly predicted that AJ Styles was going to win and retain the championship, unlike one of my co-hosts who is not named Steve.
So, Kerry?
Kerry was not involved.
She
hasn't been co-host in months.
Kerry doesn't even like us anymore.
That's true. Well, maybe if you didn't make fun of her for her.
To us? I think it's Eric just masquerading as her. He like steals her phone and is like, oh, I got to keep up appearances.
That's true. He could.
It's possible.
It's definitely possible. I wasn't shocked that AJ kept it. I just didn't think it was going to happen. Do we like the ending? The turn? I'm 100% for it. Kent?
Yes. Give me as many evil Japanese people as possible. Why wasn't Asuka turned? I don't know.
She could still
be. I want my heels foreign and pissed off at America because that's the way the world works. Most foreigners hate us because we are a bunch of douchebag assholes who don't give a fuck about anybody else.
Okay. Steve?
I liked it. I just wish we were in the 80s still and one of the announcers can say that he was Pearl Harbor by Shinsuke Nakamura.
How long ago has Pearl Harbor been taken out of the WWE repertoire?
A long time ago now.
Like
probably
the mid-90s?
Gula Monsoon?
I would say since at least the early 90s.
Yeah, it's been a while. There's no more Donnybrooks either. Or PF5, PF6 Brawls. Slobberknockers. All gone.
Yeah.
Yep. My God, you're right.
By God, it's Kane. I meant
right. We need Pearl Harbor.
Okay, the Raw Tag Team Championship, Braun Strowman and Nicholas, the kid, versus Sheamus and Cesaro. Oh, I feel bad for Sheamus and Cesaro. Steve, what do you think?
I don't get this match. First of all, I don't think any parent would let their kid go to the ring and possibly
for real
ass kicked.
Right, for real. So that was obviously a
child
plant.
Labor laws or something. I don't know. Child abuse laws.
Not for acting. Not for acting.
That's true. And he's an excellent actor, as you saw on Raw.
He was amazing.
Better actor than
Charlotte.
Little Flair.
I think Charlotte should ask him for some acting tips because
absolutely.
He did much better. Yeah. I liked his intensity. I felt it.
I can't wait until he's like 18 and him and Braun Strowman get those belts back.
It would be fun if they actually did that, but I don't know if it will happen. So, Kent?
All I remember about this was Russ went shut the fuck up for like 5 fucking minutes about this whole Nicholas thing, bringing up all ridiculous scenarios.
Didn't it go into the next match, too?
Shut the fuck up and enjoy this, Russ. But another thing that I do need to bring up, why the fuck did Sheamus and Cesaro come out like first? As kind of faces with like a Mardi Gras? Like,
yeah.
That was the special entrance that made no sense whatsoever.
Because Braun had to push it off the stage. That was Sting coming
out to Japan. Yeah. I just don't understand it. It made no sense to me. I didn't. Very confusing.
They should have came out like an Irish pub on wheels.
Well, I did like how those big heads were running away from Braun. Like that kind
of
looked funny.
At first, I thought one of those big heads would have been his tag team partner.
Wasn't this a huge, huge missed opportunity?
100% yes.
Yes.
Like they fucked up.
Joe was.
They fucked up.
Clearly ready.
They fucked up.
Goldust, he was ready.
Yes, yes, he was definitely ready.
Yeah, they.
Big Show resigned. Big Show could have been his partner.
Big Show, Kane, Lashley, Joe, Ember Moon, for fuck's sakes, okay? Like, they really dropped the ball here just for, like, this. I don't even know, like, it wasn't even funny. Like, it wasn't, like, a comedy angle, but what else can you refer to it as?
Yeah.
It was a gigantic failure in a lot of ways for me.
It was dumb. I agree. And now, but Nicholas can always say he is the youngest person to ever hold a WWE championship.
So does his dad get the royalties, like just in his paycheck, or does Nicholas get his own royalties check?
I would assume Nicholas would get his own, because but his father minor, would control
he'll get
it.
He'll get it in a bank account, right? He can't get it. He has to get it to his parents or something.
Yes, his parents control it.
And he has a better record at WrestleMania than Asuka.
Yes.
And Jerry Lawler.
And everybody, because he'll be undefeated.
Yeah, I mean. Yep.
Wow. Yeah.
Take it over 2 now.
Too soon. Yeah. So, all right. That's enough about that. Let's talk about the greatest match of all time. Brock Lesnar defending the red belt versus Roman Reigns in another twist. Brock Lesnar retained. By this point, I was done. And I'm not watching this match again because I don't care enough about it. I don't care. But holy crap. It was okay. Kent, what'd you think?
I know a lot of people hate this match. I know the reasons why. If you take it at its match quality standpoint, it's not that bad. But with everybody so fucking sick of Brock Lesnar, that is the impetus of the whole thing. So, that's why it's getting shit on, and I understand why it's getting shit on. I'm just saying from a match quality standpoint, it was actually better than a lot of the other matches of the night. Brock's skin color notwithstanding, purple. It wasn't bad. So it sounds like Roman didn't play it. It sounds like Brock just clocked him with a fucking shoulder or elbow. And, shit.
Really? Because he bleeded like crazy.
Everything that's been said is that it was an elbow from the elbow from Brock is what
The forehead is like, has like the most blood. Like, for some reason, like, if you cut there, you bleed a lot. So that's why they always bleed in their forehead, because you get a lot of blood out of it. Did Roman take blood thinners or something beforehand? Possibly.
It just gushed like crazy. But I think they were both in on it. I know Brock got yelled at. There was a big fight at the end of the night, I hear.
I think that's been blown way out of proportion.
Maybe. It could have been a work for all I know. Who knows? So, I mean, it could have been a work for their, you know, how they do their stupid shit documentary stuff. So, that's what I thought it was. But, I mean, Vince could have been legitimately pissed. I wouldn't put it against him to be pissed at somebody for doing like something like that. So, Steve, what'd you think?
I wish both Brock and Roman had a more diverse moveset.
Yeah.
And I think if you're going to have a guy take 6 F5s, one on a table, that if you think he caught a 5 with him, you should probably have him come back a little bit and maybe win.
Right?
It makes no sense to have him survive 5 and lose on a 6-1 with like no offense in between.
I think he was supposed to win. I think Vince audibled it.
This is a screw job ending? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm thinking it's, no, more on the fact of he wasn't getting the reaction he was looking for, and I think he'll get a better reaction at Saudi Arabia, which isn't that far away.
In the dirt sheets.
Right, damn right.
Gullible?
I am.
Around.
We'll see. Do you think he's going to keep it? I don't think he's got a long-term contract.
No, I'm not
going
to get it. I don't think anyone at that spot in the night, or morning, I don't know, it was almost midnight here.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Would have got a response at all from anyone.
Right.
After that,
nobody would. I don't think Undertaker would have.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know if Carmella would have came out with the briefcase.
And Cash and Brock?
I think that could have gotten over huge.
That would have got a lot of people streaming, yes. And yes, I have been reading the dirt sheets. I'm feeling
so
you
stop
might.
Trying to pretend like it's your fucking original opinion when I just read everything word for word that you just basically said. Come on.
Did I say
what
that
you,
it was my words? I just
do,
said.
When you say that, it's just say sources tell me.
Yeah.
And then you sound all cool and stuff.
Fine.
Come on, Renee.
My sources tell me that I read on the internet because I have so many sources.
You're a broadcast journalist, see? Now you're a broadcast journalist instead of just a podcast guy.
All right.
Heenan was a broadcast journalist once.
He was.
So what's your sources tell you, Russ, that you think it's a work and that Vince McMahon went and the rest of the year is like, by God, we're not getting the reaction. Let's just change the main event right now. It's been... Really?
No, I think it happened
really
before that.
Really buy that shit?
No, I think it happened before it, but it was just...
Cause that's
oh,
just happened.
Is that what Roman was talking about? When he's like, why didn't no one tell me what's going on?
Yeah, that was a work thing to say.
Yeah, I think it was a shoot.
That's a work shoot.
Work, sorry, I meant to say work shoot, you're right.
I think Brock is worth every penny that he's getting.
I don't know, it's tough for Paul Heyman to come out every week with Braxton out there to just say the same stuff.
Yeah. He's kidding. I'm pretty sure Kent's being sarcastic.
I mean, if you make me hate Paul Heyman, you're a shitty-ass wrestler, and you should just go away.
Wow, strong words from Steve.
Should Paul Heyman take on Bobby Lashley?
He could probably take on Ronda Rousey and talk
to him. Ronda Rousey, yeah.
Steve, Ronda can talk for herself.
Not well.
not very well. And she can't set up her own moves very well, as we saw in Raw, as she had to position Stephanie.
She could get better. I mean, she's had very little training. It's possible she'll get better.
If we're going to talk about somebody who needs a manager, Charlotte.
Yes.
No,
Charlotte.
Name Ric Flair.
If anybody used Paul fucking Heyman, it would have been Charlotte 2 years ago, rather than let her ever get close to a goddamn microphone.
But wouldn't Charlotte get her father?
Well, when Paul Heyman's 20 times talker that Rick ever was. Oh, I
True.
Said it.
Woo! Those are fighting words.
Rick's
and
overrated.
Then after every match, you can have Rick and Charlotte cry in the ring for 20 minutes.
Yes. Okay.
You never saw Rick cry, Russ.
That's right. Oh, my goodness. We didn't even really see Rick. He wasn't on the show at all.
We saw more John Cena in the crowd than we did Ric Flair. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And that pregnant lady.
I would have thought we would have got it back... You know, a backstage segment or something.
I wonder if Nikki was jelly.
Probably.
I don't think John Cena sat that close to her pregnant.
I bet you John Cena got her pregnant. The worst part is he got her pregnant that night because he is John Cena. So she's almost ready to pop. Yeah, super Cena. All right. End of the night, though. Wasn't it kind of weird how they ended it with Roman walking back slow and defeated?
But under his own power.
Yes, but wasn't it really weird? Just like everybody, the crowd was silent, dead, and just so weird. What was that, Steve? Because you sound so good.
Steve's pulling a Russ.
I pulled a Russ. I kept watching it because I thought it'd be a after WrestleMania talking smack type thing.
Yeah.
But there wasn't. So I watched him walk away and I was like, that's it. I'm done.
It was so weird. What'd you think, Kat?
Have they played the sad Incredible Hulk walking away song? It would have been so much better.
Has anyone done that video yet?
I don't know, but they should have by now.
Someone, yeah, as I say, that's got to be an internet meme.
If not, you should make it one.
Yes, huge. That would be hilarious. That would be good. All right,
a map. If you did that,
do it, Kent. Do it. Do you even know how to?
But yeah, it's probably too late now. I'd imagine.
Yeah. No, you still got time. I don't think anybody's done it yet. We'll look. I'm going to look for it afterwards. Okay, so that was WrestleMania. Overall, Kent.
Best WrestleMania of the past 7 or 8 years, I think.
Steve?
It was entertaining. I've seen a lot worse. And a few better. Yeah, it was good. I wouldn't watch. Yeah, I wouldn't watch it again, probably. But
it's just too much.
Are
it's
you shitting me? You wouldn't watch all 7 hours again?
Oh, no. It's too much. That's the one thing I hate about it. It's too much to rewatch. I enjoyed it. I agree with Kent. I think it's one of the better WrestleManias in a long time. Definitely not the best, but by far not the worst. I think by the end of the night when we were watching it together, Kent, I felt worse then, but I think it was because at that point I was just so tired. I was sick of watching wrestling. Coming back with a fresher pair of eyes the next day, I was like, it really wasn't that bad.
Right.
So.
Right. It wasn't that bad. But, you're part... I don't know if you've read any of the stupid fucking comments on the Facebook wrestling page that we have, but people were bitching and moaning about it like it was terrible. And I'm like, I'm sorry, has anybody seen WrestleMania 27 through 33? If not, yeah, go back and rewatch it and then come back to me and bow down to my nuts.
Yeah, this was overall one of the better products they put together for WrestleMania. So
it's the best pay-per-view I've seen this year.
No, NXT.
I didn't watch Wrestle Kingdom, so I don't currently see the pay-per-views though.
Oh, okay. I was saying NXT by far.
The specials are just.
I don't know. I'm trying to debate because Royal Rumble is always so much fun.
Oh, this year had the women's clusterfuck ended, though. So, yeah, this was the best pay-per-view.
You're right. Good point. This did have a crappy ending.
The greatest Royal Rumble is going to be in a couple weeks. So,
and that, I think that's going to destroy everything.
Is that going to be the best pay-per-view of the year?
It could be. It sounds like it.
It's stacked. It's a pretty stacked card.
So stacked.
How many people are going to be doing double duty? Because
all of them.
they have 7 championship matches. Plus Taker and Rusev, plus Triple H and Cena. Like, some people have to do double duty that night, right? They don't have enough guys, do they?
They might. If you get some of the, just the, because they got Jericho, they got a couple other people that I can't think of right now that aren't really on the roster that often.
7 championship matches plus 2 other ones. That's over 20 guys being used already before we get to the Royal Rumble.
So there's going to be a lot. Is it okay? It's a Royal Rumble. Does that mean they're coming in every 2 minutes?
I think they got to shorten it.
It's got to be, right?
They got to do 60 seconds, don't they?
What did they do that one year? It was it 40?
40. I think they did 90.
They did 60 seconds.
So this has got to be 60 seconds, too. Because I was about to say, oh my God, this thing is going to take forever. So,
do you think all the NXT guys will go?
I think some of them will.
I say none.
It's possible. You could be right, Kent. They could use some local talent, too.
Is there local talent in Saudi Arabia for wrestling?
I don't fucking know.
I heard Muhammad Hassan's still available.
Yeah. Sorry. All right. So, yeah, overall, it wasn't bad. Okay, let's move on. We're finally done with the big stuff. Let's just quickly hit Raw and SmackDown. And then we'll finish up.
Time management, not our strong suit.
No, so we'll just do this kind of quick.
Actually,
Raw,
it was pretty good. We had like 12 hours of wrestling condensed into 2 hours. So
yeah, we're still under 2 hours. I'm proud of us for being still under 2 hours, but now we really got to kick it into high gear if we want to stay under 2.
It's not gonna happen, right? 8 minutes.
No. We still got Raw, SmackDown, Kentertain, no Guess the Wrestler. We had no chance in hell.
3 maybe, but yeah.
We might be able to get done in an hour and
if we
10
stop
minutes.
Talking about it, we just do it.
All right, it'll be faster. It will be faster. All right, so Raw. Let's talk Raw. I don't know. They didn't really do any stories. No really progression
of
stories.
It felt like debut, return, debut. Like that's all it was.
I feel like due to the
shakeup,
the crowd.
Oh,
they don't do matches anymore on the Raw after because the crowd tries to take over if they have a match. So all they're doing now, they pretty much gave up. They're like, oh, look, this guy's on the roster now, and that's it.
I think there's definitely truth to that. But I think also because of the shakeup coming up next week, they didn't want to start any stories, especially if guys are going to be going all over the place. Did they do most of the introductions on Raw because they're not worried about changing over people to SmackDown?
Yeah, like I don't get that. Like if you called up after WrestleMania, are you – available to be shaken up, or are you like locked down to that brand?
I would assume you're everyone's shake up, right?
Everybody Cat? Should technically be available, which is why they should just have done the shake up the night after Mania.
That makes sense.
Combine
yeah.
everything, because yeah. now it's like, oh, so Ember, AOP, so it's like...
No Way Jose?
No.
Yeah, okay.
Next
is there any way that guy gets over?
No. He's the Adam he's Adam Rosing this all the way.
He's Fandango for what he is.
He's really physically good. Talented though. That's yes. the worst part. Is he could be good, but he needs to be a heel.
Mm.
He's and I'm really kind of pissed off about the AOP Ellering thing, unless Ellering just didn't want to go on the road, which is my suspicion.
That's probably what it is, yeah.
That's probably what it is.
Also pissed off. No Sanity. I thought for sure Sanity was going to be on SmackDown.
They still could be. They
still could be. I'm just surprised that they didn't do it. Like, SmackDown felt like it got the shaft of the returns and debuts. They got only one thing. Whereas Raw got, you know, Lashley, Hardy, Whoa. Joe...
Smackdown Again. Also got Paige as a GM. That's something.
Well, thanks for ruining that.
Well, she could possibly hire Zayn and Owens back.
She could.
Yeah. That, like... I don't understand why they didn't go to Raw.
This is my personal... Yeah, well, it's funny how Kurt only has one spot open...
That's the dumbest storyline thing ever, right?
I know, but they just put on six new guys all of a sudden and a couple of returning guys.
That's why there's one spot left. They filled it all up with people already.
Okay, that's it. Good reasoning. It's fucking stupid. But...
I mean, they couldn't give him Brock Lesnar spot? Because, I mean, he's on every week?
Yeah, right? plus they probably save money with those two being on there and get rid of Brock.
Or you know, Dean Ambrose isn't doing anything, so, I mean, they got the Dean Ambrose hole to fill. Renee Young.
Ha-ha, she is the Dean hole.
You get it, Russ.
I got
You're
it.
On the tribe.
I think what they did was they did all the returns on Raw because they're on the shakeup, there's some of those people are going to move over to SmackDown. That's my personal feeling on it. I could definitely be wrong.
Are the moves ups done? Like, will there be some more next week? Or
I think there still might be more.
Sanity's wrapped up in NXT. There's nothing left for them to do. They've already held the tag team championships. They're never going to push Nikki. Killian Dane seemed like the only guy they pushed out of Sanity for the past 3 or 4 months. They're good. Like, they're ready. And
Eric Young kind of should stay down there though. He'll be good for young guys. To teach them and stuff.
The Eric Young guys.
Why was it James Storm?
Wolf. I don't know what's up with him. But
where the fuck was James Storm?
He went back to TNA after a week.
Oh, he went back to TNA?
Yeah. Then.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was there for like a week or two. Then he signed with TNA and got more money.
Oh, motherfuck. Yeah. That makes me sad. I was expecting him to debut on SmackDown to fuck over Rude or team with Rude, whichever the case may be. I was happy to see Beer Money.
Yeah, James Joe's been gone for a while.
Huh. Well, wasn't he just like backstage for Raw, like, or SmackDown in Georgia when they were just there last week?
It's possible. Just visiting, though.
Yeah.
Huh.
All right, let's see. What else? What was the big, your big, yes, glad this person either came back or showed up? Steve.
I've heard Lashley is probably 10 times better than he was the first time, so I'm happy I get to see him and see how good he actually is.
Thanks for stealing that one.
No problem. Well, you didn't go first, so.
Yeah, it's true.
Small option.
That's what happens.
Small pool
that's right. It is. Kent.
Is it my segment time? Because that's going to be my answer.
No.
Do a segment. This is
okay, fine.
I was just saying for a while. I
enjoyed the backstage segment where he's like,
me too.
I don't know what's going on with this.
I thought that was funny. He could talk their language, but then just go right back to the other guys. Like, oh.
It's funny because if the drug addict thinks they're ridiculous, that's pretty sad.
Yeah.
Like, AOP is actually a huge call up because if pushed right,
literal
which no tag team's ever pushed right from NXT, if pushed right, they could be a force. Losing their manager immediately does not help anything.
No, that definitely was bad business. I thought that was weird, too. I was like, oh, no. No.
The Revival needs to get moved, right? Please?
No, they just won in their tag team eliminator.
Yeah, they're going to lose to Bray and Matt. That's a fact. And then get drafted to SmackDown, hopefully.
That's hope. There's still the dream.
No, Dusty's dead.
The dream lives on.
Oh, for AOP, you know their names are so similar to Tokar and Rezar.
Yes, that's been brought up many times in the past.
Okay, yeah, I wasn't sure. I was like,
yeah.
I was like, they're just like Tokar and Rezar.
Do you know the reason for Inkman and Rezar?
No.
You should look it up. You'll get yourself Kench Kid.
We don't have time to discuss that right now.
Kench Kid. No, we
don't.
Yeah,
we really
right.
don't have the time, but
right.
it's worth it.
Okay, my...
It's Occam's Razor.
It does, yeah.
So, I think my favorite personal call-up was the Bobby Lashley, so screw Steve, but I'll go with returning Joe. That was great. He came in, sounded good. I can't wait to see him wrestle.
He gets a title match. Good for him.
Yeah, he deserves it. I'm sorry. He's Joe, goddammit.
Well, wait, does he get a title? Like, he's just going against Roman, so if it's Roman doesn't have a title, it's not for the title. Or does he get the champion? I'm confused.
I think he gets Roman at Backlash, but they didn't really specify, so who the hell knows?
He can interfere in a cage match and make sure it's Roman for the championship.
That's true.
Oh, the Samoan SWAT team reunited.
It's like the fifth iteration of it.
Yes,
but
it definitely.
You know what? Just to comment on Lashley, since I actually watched him a lot in TNA, he is going to be the most valuable person that happened in this whole thing.
I am so happy for that. The only thing that makes me scared is that he's got the look that Vince likes, but I'm sorry, he's black.
You say he's got the look, but people that look like him haven't done so well.
I know, that's why I said he's black. See, I went right straight to the point. He's black.
I wouldn't mind seeing him beat Rock for the belt.
I was just going to say, Brock versus Bobby for SummerSlam
is amazing.
I don't want Brock on the belt that long, but I want Brock off my TV with the belt.
Yeah, I want Brock gone.
Oh, who needs the red belt? I mean, that's the thing. Wrestling fans, stop worrying about the red belt. It looks like a goddamn fruit roll-up. We're better off without it on our screen.
Everyone loves fruit roll-up, so.
I do. And fruit by the foot.
Yeah, I want a fruit by the foot.
Mm. We know you do, Russ.
I said fruit by the foot.
We know what that's called for you.
You're right. Penis. I love penis. Especially foot-long ones. That's why Kent can never satisfy me.
Nope.
All right. So that's Raw. Let's talk SmackDown. But before we get to SmackDown, Kent, we haven't even talked about it tonight in the first 2 hours. So let's get to it. What's your moment of bliss, sir?
Perhaps the greatest moment of the past. I can't count how many years, but it's been years, plural. Finally happened. The Queen was taken down by an iconic duo. And they beat the shit out of her. It was awesome to the point, and good for sure. She did so much dead weight that Peyton really had a hard time rolling her fast.
I was going to say, she had a hard time getting her in there.
Because Charlotte's a big girl. Like, she's tall. She's bigger than most women as far as height goes, so she's a big built girl.
Are you saying she's not like most girls?
She's not Nia.
I can think of a theme song for her. So this was a great debut by two girls that I've been wanting on the main roster for months now. And then to see it all come together and seeing the James Ellsworth Memorial briefcase come out. And you know, I saw Charlotte get up, and for a second I was like, they're going to fuck Carmella over. I thought, because WWE...
I thought for sure the way the ref was going.
WWE's trained me to think, worst case scenario, Charlotte's just going to like lock her into the figure eight, and Baron and Carmella are dead to me. And then it happened, and god damn it. And then she cut that promo that was very Bliss-ish backstage. Brought tears of fucking joy to my face. I couldn't have been happier. I didn't care that, I don't even know if Tuan was watching. I don't think Eric and Kerry were. I don't care. I was spoiling the shit out for everybody. I did not give a fuck out.
I really, really wanted to text you, like, the greatest thing ever happened just happened.
I was watching live.
Okay, I wasn't sure if you were watching live, because I was ready to text you, going, this is the greatest thing ever, but I didn't want to ruin it for you.
And so that was my moment of Mela.
All right, let's talk about this real quick. I thought Peyton and I don't know the other one's name. Peyton Royce and Billy Kay
had the best Billy debut Kay. Of anybody, right?
Yes, that was like a fantastic.
Name, like two eyes. No, and, I don't know.
Yeah, the Iconics.
Yeah, stupid.
There's two eyes just, in Iconic.
Not together.
Yeah, like not next to each other like that.
So, no. I knew at least. I don't know.
I am no speller, but I'm pretty sure that's wrong. I really thought it was well done. They sounded great on the mic, and they did a really good job of beating the crap out of Charlotte. So kudos to them, and kudos to WWE doing the right thing, giving Carmella the win. Because you're right, that ref, I don't know, were they stalling for time? What the hell was the ref
that
doing?
That ref took so... I wanted Carmella to kick him in the nuts for taking so fucking long. I was like, this is retarded, man.
Are you sure you want to turn this in? It was like, are you sure?
Was it Little Nate?
Yes.
Was he the ref?
No. Oh.
Wasn't it Nicholas's dad?
It was Nicholas's dad. I'm pretty sure it was Cone, yeah.
Because if it was Little Nate, that makes sense.
How great were they on the fucking mic? They were. All they need is a third person to form a stable. Maybe a female Australian.
That makes it that steal stuff sometimes.
Oh. Talk about misused going to Raw, hopefully. Even on Raw, she'll be misused.
She has a pink sock.
So, all right. Other than that, on SmackDown, Paige comes to be the commissioner. Good choice. Kat?
I'm happy for her. Like, yeah. I actually kind of felt bad for her because I even once kind of wrote to Twan, I'm like, I'm going to feel bad making fun of Paige for at least a good week. You know, because she's never going to be famous enough to make another sex tape. But now she's going to keep her credibility. So, yay! I couldn't be happier. And Paige, for as annoying as she was in the ring when she was screaming, is very good on the mic. I actually like her on the mic. So, I think it was a great choice. That's all I have.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Great Steve? Choice.
That makes now two British GMs and an WWE. No. Three, actually, because Rockstar Spud's British.
Yeah.
So we'll take it over. You know, I didn't mention this. I forgot about this during the WrestleMania thing, but I enjoyed the promo for the movie where there's like 3 seconds of dead air of Paige just staring at the camera before she starts talking.
Yeah.
I don't know why they can't edit that out, but it's funny.
Yeah.
And is it a good idea to have her and Xavier Woods on the same roster, same schedule, travel schedule?
Yes.
Hello, roster shakeup.
Yeah, hello, Roster Shakeup. Goodbye, Xavier.
I mean,
Roster Shakeup.
Isn't that why Del Rio just got fired? Is for this reason alone, so he could come back, make his triumphant return to SmackDown.
Oh man, yes.
Someone's getting stabbed.
Yes, yes. I'm waiting for that story.
I'm waiting for that tape.
All right. Other things that happened on SmackDown that were important. Not much. So,
wait, Shinsuke's great.
Oh, right. Yes. We'll get to that in a second. We'll do that as the last thing we do for SmackDown. I did want to talk about AJ and Daniel Bryan.
Why?
That's classic WWE blowing their load, or is it because one of them is leaving?
They didn't have that good of a match, did they?
That was okay. I thought it was good for TV. It was good for TV.
Yeah, I mean,
no, it was good for
TV. They can have better matches, longer matches, and pay-per-views. So that's fine.
I wouldn't call that blowing their load. It was just, it was a fun thing to do for the SmackDown after Mania and nothing more. I don't think it's meant to be built on any kind of storyline between the two. It was just a one-off thing for right now.
Okay. Fair enough. I liked it. I thought it was fun. You're right. It was definitely short. Ruined because of the ending.
Ruined?
Well, okay, you know what I mean, but it's not...
infinitely better.
You know what I mean? I didn't mean...
I mean, if we're talking about
like
things that were ruined, how shitty was the ending of Raw? You're sitting there waiting for a heel turn because that's what we're programmed to know at the end of a Raw after Mania, and there's hardly Finn and Seth. Nobody's beating the shit out of anybody.
No, but yeah.
The fuck is this pansy-ass shit?
That shouldn't have even been the ending. I don't know why they did that.
Well, you can't have the guy who just came out with a rainbow outfit turn heel.
So yeah. Seth was the logical person to turn heel.
Yeah, that makes sense, I guess.
He is so fucking over right
and,
now,
and then
though.
Tear his pants off and reveal the flame. Because the fire burns within.
It does fire. Burn it down. oh, my God. Terrible. I enjoyed the match. I thought it was fun. I didn't mean it was a terrible ending. I just meant it, and it ruined the match. It didn't ruin everything. I thought it was a good ending. But yeah, let's talk about that. So let's go to our next namesake segment. Were you not entertained? We're going to talk about one segment particularly from this week that we would debate if we were entertained or not, or shall I say entertained. So this week we chose Shinsuke Nakamura on the mic when they were asking him afterwards why he did what he did to AJ. So Steve, were you entertained?
It sounds like if I watched it, I would have been.
Oh, that's right. You didn't watch SmackDown.
From what I read, it was pretty good, though. It's good that they're going back to that stereotype, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know if it was a stereotype or him just being an asshole. Because
it too. Yeah, he's just being
I think it was him being an asshole. Kent, were you entertained?
I mean, I feel like Steve is carrying Kerry's torch just a little bit by not watching the actual shows that we're talking about.
It's true.
I got so things kudos. To do Tuesday night.
Don't lie to us, Steve.
Yeah, Steve, come on. Yeah, we're the perpetual stay home.
Of course I was entertained. Shinsuke acting like a condescending asshole is best Shinsuke. We true. Are in for a fucking treat. I feel that everybody just got thought that Shinsuke was just going to be this ultimate face. They didn't realize how good he can be as a dickish heel, and we are in for some good shit.
Okay. I was definitely entertained. I thought it was hilarious. His apology at first, I thought that was so great. The way he talked, and it's funny because the way he was talking, you could definitely tell he was definitely being an insincere asshole. But then when she asked him another question, he goes, "Me sorry. We don't speak English." It was probably the funniest thing. And it wasn't being him being, you know, like a stereotype. It was just him being an asshole. And it was funny. So, yes, I was highly entertained.
Sounds like the WCW Jericho.
Yes. Yes, that's a really good a comparison. All right. That's going to do it, unless anybody else has any other topics from SmackDown they want to talk about, because we are now at the 2 hour. All right, so let's finish this off with our namesake segment. Let's finish it off with our other segment of I'm Not Finished With You. That's where we take what we're going to be looking forward to for next week. And I'll start with Steve. What are you not finished with?
Superstar Shakeup, I guess. I'm looking forward to having a weekend where I don't watch wrestling for all of it.
That's going to be fun. Yep. Okay. Kent.
I'm curious who Bobby Lashley is going to initially feud with. If it's going to be Elias or if it's going to be somebody else. If it's Elias, will do a good job putting him over, though.
Yes. Totally agree. I am looking forward to seeing where... Honestly, I'm really interested in Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. What are they doing with that? I like this. It's intriguing. So
it's amazing how a nine-month feud has... Still has some legs to it somehow.
Yeah, well, now they're moving. They're at least they're transitioning it now.
Dean and Miz are kicking themselves in the taint going, why couldn't we have done that for a year-long feud?
Exactly. Oh, God, no. Problem is they kept on fighting each other. At least these guys are fighting other people while fighting each other.
All right, we should really ask one quick question. Who needs to get moved? Who needs a different change of scenery?
Okay.
I think that's an important question because we're not going
to. I think it is too.
I must say, I think Braun and Baron need the switch.
Okay.
I think Braun is never going to get over as long as Roman's on the same roster. I don't think Braun's ever going to be able to make that full leap that he needs to. Braun on SmackDown could be world champ.
True. All right, Steve, who do you think needs a desperate move?
The Revival. Needs to go to SmackDown. And, you know, I don't know.
I guess almost anybody can benefit from going for SmackDown over to Raw. So.
I mean, did like, you put Miz
Baron
over?
Corbin definitely. Fashion Police, or Squad, whatever they're called. I don't know.
Do you think Miz is getting moved?
He might be. Yeah, to feud with Daniel Bryan finally.
I think, yeah, I think one of them is getting moved. I don't know which one.
Yeah, I think Miz and Daniel for SummerSlam really should happen.
What if Asuka gets moved back to Raw?
Is she on SmackDown or
No, she's
or
on
Raw.
I've heard Charlotte's coming to fucking Raw, and that's going to really, really the division. Unless they move Bliss back over, and then we have a great SmackDown division.
That's true.
I don't see
wherever,
any reason to move Charlotte, though. Charlotte should have to feud with the Iconic Duo. That just is a better story.
Right. I think who desperately needs a good move is Becky. Holy crap, they're wasting her on SmackDown. Of course, she'll probably race her on Raw, too, but at least give her something. Holy crap, she's drowning.
She'll be on TV probably in Raw.
Yeah. She's drowning, and that's terrible. I think who needs a good move over on Raw would be... Oh, geez, this is kind of tough, because that one's a little bit tougher. Titus Worldwide.
Would either of you move Becky, or not Becky, Bayley, or Sasha, or both? I would move both.
I'd move both. They're good together, so I'd say both.
Because I want Becky on Raw, and I just move all the shit to SmackDown. Keep Carmella there to hold down the fort until Ellsworth gets re-signed. And we'll be good.
Actually, all since I don't watch SmackDown, I want Matt Hardy to move.
Are you declaring him obsolete?
I wish he were, yes.
Would you want him... Deleted!
Yes, I want him deleted from my screen.
You want to kick him like a mule?
Sure.
Is he the Hardy of the Matt?
I never thought I'd hate Matt more than Jeff, but...
Yeah, what the fuck, man? I was like, holy shit, I could tolerate Jeff more than Matt. The fuck, my world is flipped upside
down. I wish I got his picture that one time.
I wish me and Steve had completely ignored Jeff Hardy when we were... literally feet away from him.
You screwed up.
I don't think. I still stand by our decision of defiance.
Yeah, I think that's pretty good.
All right. So let's wrap this bad boy up. Let's go to our last fun segment of the evening. Guess the wrestler. This is where one of us comes up with a wrestler. The other two ask 9 questions and they get 2 chances to guess who it is. This week, Kent has guessed the wrestler. While Steve and I will ask questions.
I will give you 2 hints already, because that's what I do. Mark Henry.
Okay.
And no, it's not Mark Henry.
Is it Mark Henry?
Male, former wrestler.
Mark Henry.
Damn it. You realize how great that would have been, though.
All right. Steve, do you want to go first?
Sure. What era was he known for?
Let's just say the 90s.
Okay.
Was this person inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame this year?
No.
Damn.
That would have been.
Man, I thought you said it would make it easy.
So it's not that Jimmy JJ kid.
He was the best part of the fucking Hall of Fame.
He is very charismatic.
Yeah.
He should have been Braun Strowder.
Yeah. Except he probably would have died in leukemia or something.
I'm not laughing.
That's sad. It's sad. I don't like laughing about that, but, but it's kind of fun.
Which company was he most famous in? Or he, I guess. He or she.
No, it's a he.
No, it's he. Okay. It's a he. Okay. Sense.
Yeah. Most he famous, former. Probably WWE, I would guess.
Okay. What was the highest titled belt that they held, if any?
Let's see. U.S. Oh, I forgot. Okay, World Championship. My bad.
They did hold a World Champion? WCW World? WWE?
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that your real question?
I did ask what their highest titled belt was.
Yeah, I said World Championship.
And he said he was most known for WWE, so...
True. All right, Steve. Knock us out of the park here.
It's a tough one. Was this person a member of a team or faction?
Yes.
If you gave us the faction, would it give it away?
Most likely, it
would,
I mean.
It would significantly narrow it down.
Okay. Color skin.
What?
Damn. That doesn't narrow it down at all.
Come on, Russ. I'll unleash you like 200 some odd wrestlers. It could be Mantar. Oh, he was never champ.
He was never champ.
Unfortunately, it's a waste of talent right there.
Oh, it is.
Trying to think of a good question. I have nothing.
I'm trying to think how we can help ourselves.
I know. That's what I'm trying to think of.
You could ask Live or Dead, since it's former. It could be dead.
In that era, most of those guys are still alive, Russ.
Surprisingly.
Not all of them. Right, so if you find that they're dead, are we really
narrow
that? I guess
that's a good question.
Yeah, sure, Alive or Dead.
Alive.
Damn. Wah, wah, wah.
Was that a test? Oh,
we failed that
test.
That
hurt my feelings.
Was Test ever heavyweight champion?
No.
Damn. Are we sure he wasn't ECW heavyweight champion?
Oh, maybe ECW. Yeah.
Well, WWE ECW, which would have been the height. Everything up to this point would have led to that, possibly. But it's not Test. Mm. It's not New Jack.
This is a test.
That's a shame.
I really do need to remember Dude New Jack next time Steve's on.
I'll remember that, too.
All right, how about hair color?
Hunter?
Blonde.
Blonde.
It's like everybody still.
Yeah, brother. Really narrowing this down. Last question.
Blonde hair, heavyweight champion.
Oh no, still alive.
I'm trying to think of champions back then.
Did we see them at the Hall of Fame?
He's not.
Did we see them at the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, but if you don't watch it, that's not going to help.
No, I didn't. You're right. But you watched it. Maybe you saw it.
I skimmed to a lot of it, though, because I didn't really care about anybody.
I watched it. I can answer that question.
I know you could. trying to think.
Is
blonde
this really
hair.
The last question? I thought this was number 7.
No, this is 9.
Shit.
I've been keeping track.
Wow.
I'm going to jump.
Fuck, you guys have gained no traction on this.
We got
one.
No, we haven't. No. We're nothing. I really don't know.
I thought this was a slam fucking dunk for you guys. I thought, like, by question 3, you'd be like, oh, blah, blah, blah. Sarcastic voice.
Just asking the questions like assholes.
Blonde hair, 90s, still alive, champion.
I said what?
In a faction. He was U.S. champion too. I cannot think of a question that will help us out at all at this point. All
right. Okay, blonde hair. So, people want to say Hulk Hogan.
So I was thinking too. Like, he's still alive. He has blonde hair.
He's still alive. But Kent made it sound like he didn't know he was a champion.
Yeah, I know. I thought he was too.
So I'm like, okay, if he didn't know he was a champion, then it can't be someone who's that famous. Because I also was going to go with Benoit, but then when he knocked Benoit out, because
he
didn't
really have blonde hair either.
Well, plus, at the time we didn't know, but he's also dead. So
it's also true.
So I can't think. Billy Gunn never held the championship, did he?
God, I hope
not. No, but
not.
He was an ass man.
He was an ass man. I knew that.
He counts for something, I guess.
See, I also thought Shawn Michaels, but he didn't really have blonde hair, did he?
When he was in the Rockers, he did.
Okay.
He wasn't a faction.
But again, that WWE championship.
I need to clarify something. He was not a U.S. champion. He was a television champion. My bad. He was still a world champion. I'm just stating he was not a U.S. champion. I thought he always was.
So, okay. So he could have been a WCW champion.
Well, obviously, since WWE never had a television championship. But yes. Did ECW have one?
Yes.
Yes, it did.
Oh, awesome.
Also, the FTW championship. Was he ever an FTW champion?
Well, in order to speed up things, let's go with any major catchphrase.
Yes.
Steve Austin.
Yes. Why did it take you so fucking long to get Stone Cold, Russ? We've been joking about this for over a year now. He has blonde hair.
I know.
Dangerous Alliance.
Yep. Yep.
When you said TV title,
well, you know why?
Title,
you know why?
ECW alliances, yeah.
This, you know why I took out all the big ones like Stone Cold and them is because when you struggled to say world championship,
well, of course I'm going to do that to throw you off.
I was like, okay, can't be any of you as obvious.
Well, my biggest problem was I was like, was it US or was it TV? So like, as you guys were struggling, I'm like, I'm looking up, I'm like, fuck, I thought he was a U.S. champion though at one point, but apparently he
no, didn't. I don't think. Yeah, I don't think because they didn't have it in WWE. For the longest time.
He had a decent singles run for like a half year to a year in WCW. So
true.
But yeah, we finally got Austin off the books. We finally did it.
We finally used Austin. All right. Yeah, I can't believe we've taken us as long to use him. All right. So that is going to wrap things up. Kent, is there anything going on this week real quick on the website?
Santa Clarita Diet Season 2 blog's getting put up. The Mist blog is getting put up. Walking Dead season finale predictions coming up. WrestleMania and NXT review, if I stop being so fucking lazy, will get put up, possibly with Russell's help on Mania review.
I was gonna say, didn't we kind of just already review it?
Yeah, we did it in blog form, and more people listen or read
watch the blog. Yeah, read the blog. That's true.
It's more people.
Yeah. Much faster experience to just read it.
Instead of listening to us for 2 hours ramble on doing nothing. Yes.
I think that about encapsulates the week.
All right. So for Steve, Kent, and myself, folks, we hope you were entertained, and we will catch you next week, hopefully with a smaller podcast.
Much like my
Except
penis.
It's the shakeup. Yeah. Everyone, have a good night.
Fruit by the foot. I'm more like a fruit snack.